Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Another very important transmission lined up for you today. It is Thursday, the 7th day of April, 2011. Lyndon LaRouge via video connection for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, audio for all the great radio listeners, will be joining us for an hour coming up in the second hour today. And then a man who needs no introduction as well, David Icke, will be joining us with his take on Bretton Woods II, the open announcements of world government to be our political and financial savior via the crisis the banksters created themselves. And we'll also get into Libya. So Lyndon LaRouge and David Icke joining us today. There has been another big earthquake in Japan. First, they reported it was 7.4. Now they're reducing it down to 7.1. A small tsunami, only about a meter high, did go into the east coast of Japan. But Fukushima is reporting that it didn't cause any problems. With their history of lying, we don't know if that's true or not. But in incredible developments, earthquake shakes wide area of southern Mexico. A 6.5 earthquake shook a wide area of southern and central Mexico today, sending people fleeing into the streets, but there were no initial reports of damage or death. Certainly good news there. Magnitude 6.5 in Veracruz, Mexico. Originally 7.4 near the east coast of Japan, now downgraded down to 7.1. This is the big development, though. Japan considers wider nuclear evacuation zone, AFP is reporting. Of course, our government's saying no problem, don't worry about the radiation blowing over directly towards us. But in the opposite direction of the fallout, MSNBC reports South Korea shuts schools amid Japan radiation fears. We are geographically closer to Japan than the U.S. or Europe. People are bound to be more worried, the president says. So most of the schools have shut down or gone to partial days, telling people to stay indoors because of rain blowing in that reportedly has some of the backwash of the radiation from Japan. Getting a lot of emails saying, where's Paul Watson the last week? Where's Paul Watson? Well, his wife is Chinese. Once a year, they visit her family in China for a week and a half. He'll be back in a few days, but I couldn't dissuade Paul from going to China, which is directly in the backwash of the radiation. Not just the stuff blowing around the world, but the winds sometimes change south, and then it blows it over towards China and South Korea, and then blows back up into the higher trade winds and out east again towards the United States, but they are picking up higher levels of radiation in South Korea and in China. So big news there. They're taking it serious, but not here. New York City restaurants using radiation detectors on fish from the Pacific. We're going to be going over all of this after the first break. Also, it's now coming out what we reported on over a month ago. Gaddafi paid millions to U.S. firms to polish his global image. And CNN is scapegoating the lobbying firms, who I'm not a fan of, but for trying to polish his PR image. But the lobbying firms made the point that they interview in this piece that we have linked up on Infowars.com that Bush did a deal with him and said that he was now a good guy. And so we were directed to basically polish his image. And so why are you scapegoating us? I'm surprised CNN even let him respond that way. I mean, they're like low-level street thugs. Do you go after them or Don Corleone, their boss? You know, why did the federal government do this? Well, it was to lure him in so they could get spies and agents and systems in place to then take his country down. Rebels are shoring up their status with diplomacy and oil money. Also, I see these reports every few months, going back for 15 years. There's a new one in the Associated Press. When a police dog jumps at you or tries to bite you, or you're walking through a parking lot and the window's open in the squad car and it barks at you, if you yell at it, you get arrested. And that's now happened again. We'll break that down as well.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. We are here live blasting out on the AM and FM dial, XM Radio, Global Shortwave, and of course the number one radio show on the internet according to Shoutcast. Alexa, the list just goes on. And you, the listeners, are the tip of the spear integrating with this radio show against the globalist. I want to salute and thank you all as the truth rises. As the tyranny comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord is lifting up a standard against it. Now, we have Lyndon LaRouche, who's never been a guest on this show, joining us via video and audio connection coming up from his studios in the second hour. David Icke's going to be joining us on the economy. Bretton Woods, too, with George Soros and the crises they've instigated to bring in their solution, open world government. We'll also get into Libya with him. Obviously, a 7.1 downgraded from a 7.4 hit the east coast of Japan again today, a meter tall. So that's not very big, thank God. Tsunami did come in. Another 6.4 earthquake hit central and southern Mexico today. Didn't cause a lot of damage and didn't cause any deaths, but it shows that tectonic activity is certainly intensifying. We're going to be going over that information. We're also going to be breaking down the economic news. U.S. going same route as Greece, Portugal, says top economist, CNBC. But before I get into all of that news and then run out of time with the two guests we've got coming up, I want to spend just a few minutes on Glenn Beck. Not because we're even talking so much about Glenn Beck that we're discussing what's happening to the mainstream media and the alternative media. Glenn Beck, obviously yesterday, announced that he's going to be phased out of Fox. He doesn't know how soon that'll happen, but his contract's up in December, and that as soon as they ask him to leave, he will leave. It could be a week, it could be a month, it could be 3 months, it could be 6 months. We don't know when Glenn Beck is going to leave. Now, that in and of itself is not that important of an issue. I did talk to Fox insiders in the last 2 months and was told the word was that Glenn Beck was going to be forced out. So if anyone is wondering whether Glenn Beck quit, Roger Ailes talked to the AP yesterday and he said half the media says we fired him. The other half the media says he quit. We're happy with that. I'm not going to say. Well, I can tell you the word is that they could see his numbers dropping by about a third a year on average, and that he was the lowest demo they had in young audiences during their primetime shows, and that that was the big kicker. And that he didn't fit in with their model and the George Soros groups knocking out 400 of his advertisers, that was also basically the straw that broke the camel's back. Now, listening to Glenn Beck yesterday, listening to him this morning, monitoring it, he basically said what we've been saying for years, that the mainstream media is imploding. That's the main reason his ratings went down. Along with the rest of Fox, CNN, MSNBC, they're all in free fall because people don't like mainstream news anymore. Once you've heard alternative news and the wide spectrum of alternative ideas, doesn't mean it's all accurate or even correct. It's still just a wider spectrum for people to basically sample from. Once you're given more choices, there's no going back to broadcast TV, to cable TV. It's falling apart. It's fine to have cable TV or broadcast TV as a supplement, but Glenn Beck this morning, I was listening to him driving in, said that the old media is basically dead, and he said, those of you celebrating my leaving Fox, you're fools. You ain't seen nothing yet. And he said he's going to target a younger audience. Well, Glenn Beck, younger audiences don't like you. And I've seen the demographics. Your average person that watches you is about 65, 70. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Those are great people. But Fox News' audience is alternative media for old people and people that don't understand the spectrum shift. But the larger issue is, what does Glenn Beck's meteoric rise and now a bit of a fall signify? Just 3 years ago when he joined Fox, 2.5 years ago, Fox said there's no such thing as a world government, no such thing as a Council on Foreign Relations, no such thing as the Bilderberg Group. They would not speak its name. Since then, it's all over their channels. And you see Hannity, you see all of them moving more towards what Beck was doing. So basically, they're getting rid of Beck so they can just basically take my information, hence his information, and spin it in a Republicanoid way. But on a larger front, hanging over this are the statements of Senator Jay Rockefeller, Lieberman, and others openly saying they'd be happy to not have MSNBC or Fox even being on the air. That's a Jay Rockefeller quote from 3 months ago. Because to get market share, they've got to be more radical, more honest, more hardcore to compete with the internet, where we're not controlled or restricted by anyone but our own ideas and our own conscience. And so they allowed MSNBC with Oberman. They allowed Fox in the establishment to kind of try to corner the market of alternative views and awakening through MSNBC, CNN, and Fox. But that basically, the system's discovered, just pushes more people to the real McCoy. Once they've had the facsimile, the twisted doppelganger, the fraudulent establishment version of real news, that simply became a gateway, a doorway that swung both ways. Sure, we send listeners to them, but they send even more listeners and viewers to us. And they look at my YouTube channels, 300 million views the last 2 years alone. They look at my films together, over 100 million views separately. They look at the number one numbers meteorically rising, InfoWars dwarfing both of Glenn Beck's websites combined, Limbaugh's site combined. And they see the growth curve. They see Drudge growing. They can't compete. Drudge recognized this 5 years ago, began reporting on Bilderberg Group, began reporting on the New World Order, began linking to our stories. You could see it whether he began to awaken or whether he understood which way the wind was blowing. I haven't talked to Drudge, so I don't know. But you notice he was run out of Fox for refusing to not be, pro-death. He was run out for being pro-life and being an activist. And what was that, a decade ago? And so what's happening here is the establishment in all their communiques are saying, stop the rhetoric, stop the anger. The people are too dangerous. They could rebel against the government. We've got a real revolution on our hands politically and perhaps physically. So the message is at Fox, CNN, MSNBC, lower the rhetoric, lower the tone. That's what George Soros parrots, like Media Matters and a gaggle of other cruisers he's got in their war of lies. They're saying, a great victory that Beck's going off. Now we can lower the rhetoric on both sides. We can put everybody back to sleep. We can continue the globalist agenda. George Soros can have his Bretton Woods II openly calling for an end of the dollar and world government. And Beck won't be there to criticize him. But we're going to be here on the internet and on AM and FM stations. And the genie's out of the bottle. So they're going to move with the EAS alert system over radio, TV, and internet. And that's in the news today. With government break-ins on your smartphones, on your AM and FM dial, on your cable dial, on your UHF, VHF, high-def system. Here's Associated Press. U.S. to use Facebook, Twitter to issue terror alerts. And it will break in over the transmissions. A month and a half ago, Federal News Radio did an interview with the head of the EAS system. And they said, yes, we're going to start breaking in. When you go to Walmart or Mall of America or thousands of other 9,000 locations total, big telescreens now going in, already in many areas of the country, saying spy on your neighbors, don't trust anyone but government, to create this artificial atmosphere of fear that terrorists are hiding under every table. The globalists know they've robbed us. They know they own both parties. They know Ron Paul's rising. They know alternative media is rising. So they will launch false flags on the internet as a pretext to crack down on it. They will come out with internet ID tracking systems where you've got to log in to get online. They will try to force the architecture over to cloud systems where you put all of your data on remote servers and don't control it yourself. They will move in with internet taxation and regulation. That's already begun all over the country and the world. They will move in with FCC-financed, taxpayer-funded broadband. So they can then say, now we have a right to censor it and control it and put announcements over it. That's begun in Europe, now beginning here. Also, it's in a whole bunch of mainstream news articles today, but just like 6-7 years ago, they're cherry picking a few, like, oh, Armstrong Williams got $250,000 to push No Child Left Behind and say it was conservative. Or, oh, this reporter got $1 million over a year. Instead of looking at the tens of billions that the congressional reports admit in fake news that started decades ago but intensify every administration, it's in the news today that hundreds of billions of dollars of your taxpayer money that the Federal Reserve didn't want you in the last 3 years, 2.5 years, October 2008, they wouldn't tell Congress where the money went. Now we know why. A few months ago, they got some of the documents. Hundreds of billions to foreign banks, billions and billions to MSNBC, newspapers, reporters, buying them off. Now we've gotten a fresh batch of documents. And Kurt Nimmo has a report on that today at Infowars.com. That, again, just scratches the surface. Obama doles out taxpayer cash to corporate media. So not only are they going to attack the alternative media, not only are they going to try to use copyright laws so you can't even link to things, not only are they going to try taxes, regulations, their own censor hubs being put in at all the ISPs through the internet kill switch run by the Pentagon through the cybersecurity command of all four branches of the military. But they're going to intensify publicly financing with your tax money MSNBC, CNN, Fox, CNBC. They all get money. There's listings today in these reports of scores of local newspapers, reporters, you name it, who are getting secret supplemental money from the Federal Reserve. Private Federal Reserve. You know, when we say the government's financing this, they're doing some of it. But a lot of the money is direct corporate payments by the private Federal Reserve to the dominant media. So they know they're in a war against the truth, and they're declaring war on us. So alternative media needs your support. They're also going to use fake grassroots COINTELPRO to attack myself and Ron Paul. You see that intensifying. Finishing up in this short segment, then I'm going to shift into the latest earthquakes in Mexico and Japan, the economic news, the government shutdown news in the next segment. When I say this, I don't want to mince words, and I want it to telegraph out to everyone, and I want you to really consciously hear what I'm saying to you right now. The globalist, from Cass Sunstein at the White House to the Pentagon to cybersecurity to Jay Rockefeller and their counterparts in Europe, Asia, Australia, have all announced that they are declaring absolute open total war against the once free internet and alternative media. Quote, Jay Rockefeller, I'd be glad if we shut down MSNBC and Fox. Close quote. Cass Sunstein, we need to arrest people that criticize the government, people that don't agree with anthropogenic global warming, man-made global warming. We need to at least fine them or tax them or fee them, and we need to infiltrate their groups and try to discredit them. We need to pose as conspiracy theorists. This is a quote. Because the establishment has no credibility, and we need to then pose as the alternative media to cause infighting. And what do you see? We post a Ron Paul article. We can go check the IP addresses. Instantly, you'll have 20 commenters that are three people with the same IP address spamming. Everybody hates Ron Paul. Everybody knows he's a sellout. Everybody knows he's never done anything good when he has a perfect voting record and is a man of pure honor. Rand Paul delivering on trying to cut taxes, cut the size of government, criticizing and trying to stop these new wars. Total attacks. Infowars.com, total attacks. These are government and corporation financed and funded. It's all over the news. The Pentagon has robots and tens of thousands of employees and private groups and George Soros' groups, all just attacking the alternative media, trying to create infighting, trying to create bedlam. And Glenn Beck, to be clear, from multiple Fox News sources over a month ago, the word was he would be gone by the end of the year. And we laid hints out here and said that when you saw the New York Times article saying there were rumors, we said, yes, it's going to happen. He'll have his own network. And Beck overall, financially, will do better running his own system. I don't think overall he will garner the same audiences, because when he's actually internet only, or predominantly internet, in his other ventures outside radio, he says he's going to target a young audience. Ladies and gentlemen, Glenn Beck does not sell to young audiences. Young audiences want things that are real. Young audiences will watch an 80-year-old man if he's got real information. Young audiences will watch a 12-year-old if they've got good information. And they'll talk about 9/11 being an inside job. They'll talk about government-sponsored media. They'll talk about real issues. We'll talk about the real issues. That's where it's all led. And Glenn Beck might have been shocking to the Fox News audience, predominantly in a coma. But it's not going to be something new. It's going to be quite old and tired to the audiences he's going to try to target. And unless he gets really hardcore and really starts telling it like it is, he's going to just kind of fade off. But if he does come out and tell the truth, if Fox News was suppressing him, and there's some reports of that, then he will explode and they will come after him even more, like they're coming after us. But interestingly enough, you notice when I was on The View, Bill O'Reilly played the clip and said, well, it's a talk show host, but nobody knows who he is, wouldn't say my name, and they all laughed at the table, all knowing full well who I am. You notice the New York Times, when they write articles about our reports, will not say, they'll just say a radio talk show host. Well, yesterday, Fox News ran a report about, as CNN did, as MSNBC, Politico, literally dozens and dozens of major reports linking to InfoWars.com and Ron Paul's announcement that he'd be announcing in the next month for president. Fox News took whole quotes out of the interview and said, on the radio show, Ron Paul said. Now, why does Fox have a rule to never say my name? Because they're scared. We could damage Fox News if we wanted to a lot more than Media Matters has. Because Media Matters, as Cass Sunstein admitted, is seen as establishment and has no credibility with the general public who've woken up to the left-right paradigm. But when we point out that for a decade Fox News said there was no world government, no move to set this up, and now it's all happening, we force them to tell some of the truth just to have any credibility and to stay in the game at any level. And so Fox is scared to death of InfoWars.com. They're scared to death of PrisonPlanet.com, because as the top radio consultants were quoted in the cover story in Talkers Magazine last month, Alex Jones, when the history books are written, will be known as the independent media trailblazer of the 21st century. That's why Talkers, in front of the heads of Clear Channel, the heads of all the major networks, I'm the keynote speaker in June. That's why they're summoning me there, because they want to fully understand this. You understand what we've done together is shaking the foundations of the system.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, top radio consultants in New York Magazine, The Rolling Stone, Talkers Magazine, cover March 2011, last month, Alex Jones trailblazing the future of the media. When the history books are written, and it goes on to say Alex Jones will be the keynote speaker and will serve as keynote speaker at the 2011 Talkers meeting. He will share insights into his internet success and suggest alternative approaches to issue talk programming on terrestrial radio outside rigid partisan formats. Story and MMS agenda highlights on page one. Now, I'll be quite frank with you. There are no consultants here. There are no advisors to Alex Jones. I'm a guy who literally a lot of the times takes out the trash around here. I have a great grassroots crew that I've trained. I normally hire people just out of Craigslist ads who don't even know who I am, so they can see the information for themselves. This is not a group of acolytes that are here just agreeing with me. With 1/100th of the money that Fox News has, we have produced an outlet that is beating their pants off, absolutely destroying them and other mainstream media on the internet and now blasting into the AM and FM dial, gaining upwards of 3 to 4 new affiliates on big stations a week and getting high ratings. We get high ratings for little stations that don't even show up. We get even bigger ratings for big stations. And it's because so much of what we've talked about for 16 years has now come true, has now happened, has now basically unfolded, that the system is beginning to panic. They're scared. And so they're moving in with a constellation of attacks, a cornucopia of attacks, to try to sabotage the alternative media. Now, George Soros and Media Matters that he funds sees Fox News as alternative to their globalist liberal agenda, when it's just a different flavor of globalism. And what did they say in internal memos that came out 2 weeks? We're going to sabotage them. We're going to destroy them. We're going into a new phase. Well, that's always been their phase. Posing as a nonpartisan watchdog, a savage group funded by a man who openly has imploded currencies worldwide and been convicted. A man who admitted to 60 Minutes he helped the Nazis round people up and take their wealth. And then if you criticize that, he has financed Jewish groups that he runs come out and say basically that you're some type of Nazi because you don't like Nazi supporters. This is the bizarro world of George Soros, just one power minion of the New World Order, one Bilderberg group, Davos, confab globalist. And here's the headline of American Free Press: Soros convenes Bretton Woods 2. We're going to be breaking that down. But again, the alternative media, the internet itself, is being chopped up right now, is being attacked, because on the level playing field, we are defeating the globalist in the realm of ideas. We are gaining ground on them every day, and they can feel the strength draining out of them. They're not going to give up power easily. They are coming after all of us, from below with the COINTELPRO, from above with the national media, with the think tanks, with the government-funded media. Government-funded media is now hiding in plain view. You think NPR is the only one getting government money? Most of the mainstream media is getting government money and private Federal Reserve taxpayer money they take from us under the table, now public. That is the telltale logo of a real tyranny. So all of this is happening. And no matter what political party is in power, the federalization of police, the spy grids, the tattletale squads, it only intensifies. Because they know as the economy melts down, as the standard of living slides into the great abyss, the people are going to wake up, they're going to start looking for answers, and the globalists can't have a strong alternative media or even Glenn Beck telling part of the truth on Fox News while that's happening. And the deal is the Soros crowd gets rid of Oberman, Fox gets rid of Beck, because they're going to try to lower the rhetoric, just as Chucky Schumer is on record saying that, well, he could get Boehner to make deals and keep expanding the size of government if it wasn't for that Tea Party basically forcing him to cut government. They want to get in there. They want to share power. They want to make deals. The Republicans want to get back in. The central banks have a policy of wanting to implode economies so that they can take them over for pennies on the dollar. This is all happening. We're deep into this right now. And those of us that saw it coming a long time ago made preparations to resist it, made preparations to get on every radio interview we could, every TV interview we could, to be ridiculed, knowing that as we laid out the truth and as it happened, our credibility would rise. And so billions of people around the world have heard myself and countless other patriots calling into shows, being guest on shows. I quit counting more than 6-7 years ago. It was over 3,000 radio interviews I'd done then, many of them giant syndicated broadcast. I've done thousands and thousands and thousands of radio interviews, hundreds and hundreds of TV interviews, thousands and thousands of my own broadcasts, 26-plus documentaries. All of that is evergreen. You see something I did 10 years ago, people think it was taped last week. People see my films I released more than a decade ago. They're getting more popular, not less popular. Because it's evergreen. You watch a Bill O'Reilly from 10 years ago, it's unwatchable. It's whatever fluff and fake political infighting was going on from that day. See, they fire a salvo of lies, it only goes out once. When we put out the truth, it bounces around, ricocheting forever. And I'm just sitting here at a giant 50-cal machine gun aimed at the New World Order, and it and every bullet I fire bounces around inside of them forever. And that's the good news. We've already put out so much info. We've already discredited these criminals so hardcore. We've already told the truth and exposed their paradigm and their tricks and their blueprint and their playbooks and their program of societal disintegration to build on its ashes a planetary dictatorship of the bankers, that even if they shut me down tomorrow, even if they shut Glenn Beck down tomorrow, even if they shut G. Edgar Griffin down tomorrow, even if they shut down Bob Chapman tomorrow, they have already failed. The question is, are we going to have to go through a lot more pain before we reverse this? The mere act of them trying to move in with EAS, federal takeover of media, the expansion of behind-the-scenes private Federal Reserve, payoffs in media, shows their desperation. So this show's under attack. Media Matters said 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, they said, we're going after Fox News and a list of conservative and libertarian sites. And then they didn't list those sites, but you go to their site, you see who they're attacking on an almost daily basis. They attacked me twice yesterday. It's yours truly. They put out reports 6 months ago saying Alex Jones and Glenn Beck are going to cause a new Oklahoma City. Beck finally took my warning, saw the White House advisors saying, boy, a new terror attack would sure help us. And he went on air and said, they're preparing a new Oklahoma City to blame me. He left Alex Jones out of it. No, Glenn, in those reports, they were saying you and I caused that attempted shooter in San Francisco, that you and I, along with Ron Paul, caused the Gifford shooting, that you and I were going to cause the new Oklahoma City. Because even though you've proven yourself to be a thespian, Shakespearean actor of great skill, even though you are like a chameleon and I don't trust you, the fact that you understood the market share out there in telling the truth about the New World Order and went 50% of the way made you a superstar. Because the globalists thought they could control this movement, but now it's backfired on them. You just added credibility to people like me with the mainstream dumbed-down crowd. Now, we don't really even need them because they're a bunch of couch potatoes who don't act. We want the young people. We want the military. We want the police. We want people in government to wake up. We want people that are out there in the system, and we're reaching them. And we're going to win this war. Agents of liberty, sons and daughters of liberty, don't have to follow orders from headquarters. They've rediscovered what it is to be free. They've rediscovered history. They've rediscovered the foundations of what make a nation and a people great. And ideas are bulletproof. To use a line from V for Vendetta. You think you can stop flesh and blood? You can, but you can't stop an idea. And if the globalist physically kill me or imprison me or set me up, that will only intensify our credibility. So instead, they're trying to assassinate my character, assassinate who I am, misconstrue things out of context to make me look like a kook. Whether it's Media Matters or Glenn Beck, it's the same tactic. But Media Matters and the New York Magazine and Rolling Stone and Nightline and MSNBC and all the and Discovery Channel and History Channel and all their attack pieces and BBC, you still are blind to what's hiding in plain view. You have lost all of your credibility with anyone who can think for themselves. As Cass Sunstein admitted 2.5 years ago in those internal memos that are public and his public papers. As I told Politico, as I told Salon last year during the Republican primary in Kentucky, they said, every time he's attacked, his ratings go up, Rand Paul. And I said, that's right. The only way for you to defeat Rand Paul, but you can't because you're too arrogant, is to endorse him. If you endorse him, he will lose credibility, but that still won't defeat him because he'll only lose credibility with weak-minded who know enough to not trust you. So because they don't trust you, they won't trust Rand. The thinkers, even if you did that sophisticated attack, would understand Rand's real record. And so Bill Clinton went to campaign against him. He got about 8 points in the polls on top of his lead of 6%. See, you kill me, it underlines and highlights everything I've said and done. You try to assassinate my character. I'm a pretty boring guy. There are no skeletons. You invent them, it won't work. It's the seal of approval when you attack someone. What do you got left in your kitty? What do you got left in that hole, that ace? Stage terror, false flags on the internet, fear-mongering about 160 buried Al-Qaeda nukes in the U.S., more fake anthrax attacks, new wars, financial implosion, posing as the savior. But you could have done that a decade ago, but now people know about the Federal Reserve. Now people know about the New World Order. Now people are looking past the Republican and Democratic figureheads that are only fighting over who gets the levers of control to the private Federal Reserve financing the corporate media on both the left and right under the table with taxpayer money. It's coming out in the London Guardian, Bloomberg, AP. Doesn't become a big news cycle issue, but it comes out. Oh, yeah, $370-plus billion laundered by Wachovia and Wells Fargo of cocaine and heroin money out of Mexico. They even were running the aircraft. Credibility lost. Credibility destroyed. You understand what's happening. You understand people know that the government 12 years ago signed a deal to take all the military veterans' death benefits when they died and cheat their widows and widowers out of it. You understand it's now in Texas newspapers that the government is covering up radioactive isotopes in the water that, by the way, are added to the water. You understand that, yes, the things I talk about sound completely nuts and crazy. So does Hitler murdering people in mass, but it happened. So does Stalin murdering people in mass, or Mao Zedong killing more than 60 million. History is crazy. History is wild. History is unbelievably strange. Truth is stranger than fiction. But you have failed. You have failed big time. Because once people admit that there's corruption and evil in their government and in the big mega corporations becoming fat off that government, as Thomas Jefferson said, if we ever allow private central banks to control the issuance of currency and credit, a group of corporations will grow up around them that will turn our future progeny into nothing but slaves. Another quote. Central banks are more dangerous than standing armies. If you allow them to be established, our ancestors, what's the exact quote? Guys, we pull the exact Thomas Jefferson quote up about banks are more dangerous than standing armies. If you ever allow them to grow up in the country, our children will wake up homeless on the continent their forefathers conquered. There you go. And there's countless variants of that quote from Jefferson and Washington and Franklin and Patrick Henry and Thomas Paine. We're fighting the same fight that they fought 200 plus years ago. We're fighting the same fight that Andrew Jackson fought. We're fighting the same fight. And the system tried with Glenn Beck to come out and pose as a true anti-New World Order person, to then gain the credibility of the giant movement they see growing, and it didn't work. It only got more out of hand. And so now they've chopped his head off at Fox. And now they're going to try to move against the alternative media. Now they're going to unleash Media Matters to try to savage yours truly. Are you going to stand with us? Do you realize what a war this is? Do you realize what a fight this is? Do you realize that this alternative media and the internet is your media, your internet, your voice, your megaphone, your future? As bad as talk radio is with neocon fear-mongering about Muslims and how great torture is all day, it still has a lot of local programs that are popular and tell the truth about the New World Order, and our ideas are gaining ground and getting on more and more stations. The system knows that they're in trouble. The system knows this is happening. They know you can call into talk radio. They know that local news stories of corruption can get out on talk radio. Local TV is almost completely controlled. Talk radio is mainly people that grew up into media on their own and weren't trained how to be brainwashed repeaters who just regurgitate whatever the corporate and government systems put out as press releases. So they want to shut that down. That's why they're openly announcing they want a new fairness doctrine, not just over talk radio, but the internet. We all hang together or we will surely hang separate. They did find the Thomas Jefferson quote. Please put it back on the telescreen there. I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around the banks will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. The issuing power should be taken from the banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belongs. And he said that during the Revolutionary War. That war was about getting rid of the Bank of England. That war was about getting rid of the money changers. That war was about getting rid of that tiny, ultra-rich class that used government to shut down all their competition. Under the Queen of England, or King George III at the time, you couldn't run any business unless you got a special license from them. And it wasn't just you had to pay for the license. They wouldn't issue them to most people. What do they do with the health care? You got to get a waiver from Obama, then you don't have to buy it. All the competition then shuts down. WTO writes the rules where all the big boys don't have to pay any of the tariffs and taxes, but little companies do. They'll put tax incentives in so they can move offshore while passing green laws here to shut you down. You got it? Okay, we'll get into the latest tsunami news, earthquake news in Mexico as well. Then Linda LaRouche is joining us. Stay with us. The war is on. The global financial collapse that has been instituted by the Anglo-American banking cartel is now in full swing. They plan to build an open tyranny, privately run by the banks openly. They will come from behind the throne to the front of the throne and be given the crown and the scepter of world tyranny. It's on. It's now happening. We're going to be talking to Lyndon LaRouche about that coming up for a full hour. And for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, you'll be able to see him there from their media center. For radio listeners, you'll have the audio joining us from their headquarters. And this is an interview you're going to hear, so please ask your friends and family, your coworkers, to tune in now. If you're not on a local AM and FM station or XM, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Obviously, I covered this at the start of the show. We'll get more into it with Lyndon LaRouche after we get into the financial collapse that's happening. Strong earthquake. First, it was a 7.4, downgraded to a 7.1, happened a few hours ago off the east coast of Japan. It sent in a meter-tall tsunami but didn't cause any serious damage, they're saying. So that's being reported on right now. Another earthquake shook southern and central Mexico, a 6.5, so a lot of tectonic activity certainly increasing right now. The more serious news for me out of the stacks of news we have that are also up on the websites, Japan considers wider nuclear evacuation zone, and they're talking about pushing it far past the two prefectures that surround Fukushima because they're picking up even higher levels of millisieverts further away than they previously were, and our government is openly saying the FDA has announced they're going to raise the level of what they say safe radiation is because of radioactive iodine and other isotopes being picked up in milk and other food products on the West Coast directly in line with the prevailing winds from Mexico. Korea is taking it very serious. South Korea shuts down schools amid Japan radiation fears. That's out of MSNBC. New York restaurants are using radiation detectors on fish from the Pacific. That's just some of the news we have on that front. We'll continue to cover it. Also, we're going to get into the CNBC report with Lyndon LaRouche coming up. U.S. going same route as Greece, Portugal, says top economist. Also, we're going to get into Ron Paul openly 2 days ago saying that he'll probably announce that he's running for president in the next month. That here on this broadcast, getting a lot of media coverage, and the support for Ron Paul is meteoric compared to the massive support he saw in record fundraising 2.5-3 years ago. So that is coming up as well today. And then after Mr. LaRouche leaves us, I'm going to get into this AP article, because I've seen this curious development in the last decade, especially in Ohio. I've seen multiple reports out of Ohio that they'll have police dogs in a police car, dog or dogs. They'll leave the window down. The dog will jump out, try to attack, bark at you, growl. If you yell back at it, you go to jail because the dog is better than you, a lowly serf piece of trash. just like TSA sticking their hands down your pants, putting you in radiation bakers, the naked body scanners. It's about training you that you have no rights. And it says police say an Ohio man has been charged with a misdemeanor for barking at a police dog. The 25-year-old Ryan James Stevens was charged with teasing a police dog in Cincinnati suburb. The man says the dog barked and growled at him first. Officer Bradley Walker wrote that he heard a canine dog barking uncontrollably inside his patrol car while he was investigating a car crash at a bar early Sunday morning. Walker says Stevens was making barking noises and hissing at the animal. Walker reported that Stevens said the dog started it by barking at him. So there you go. You don't talk, not just to a police officer, an enforcer of the Imperium, but to their holy dogs. Remember that, scum. Remember that, slaves. You're here to pay money to the private Federal Reserve so they can buy off the media. You're here to lick boots.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're now joined for his maiden visit with us by Lennon LaRouche. It doesn't really need any introduction. He's been involved for decades, since the 1960s, in political movements here in the United States, known as the LaRouche Movement. And he's also run for president, seeking the Democratic Party nomination, LaRouchePAC.com. He's with us for the next hour, I believe, and we're going to cover the field here. First, his analysis of 30-plus years ago of the banking cartel leading towards hyperinflation, now in full collapse. And then we're going to get into the fact that there was forecasting of these earthquakes, but the government shut down those satellite programs to be able to forecast when earthquakes are coming. What he sees happening with these wars in the Middle East being orchestrated by the Anglo-American establishment as part of a destabilization program. The government shut down all of it. This is a short segment, long segment coming up in the next break. But Lennon LaRouche, it's great to have you on with us today. Just giving us a preview of some of what you want to discuss today. I've got my questions, certainly, but in the 3 minutes we've got left in this segment, give us a little a preview of what you want to get into.
Well, first of all, we have right now we have the shutting down of the government. It's taking a creed. And this is an operation. It's a dirty operation. It's complex that we have more and more. We're now in a period of increasing numbers of earthquakes and intensity of earthquakes, which will probably be going on for the next 2 years. It's on all the coastal areas of relevance and some other areas, but largely in the ocean areas or on the ridges of oceans. At the same time, the entire U.S. system and the world system, at least in the transatlantic region, is in a process of current breakdown. This is not something eventual. This is something which is already ongoing. And the shutting down of the government of the United States, at least that's what's threatened to be carried out right now, is part of the operation.
Well, it looks like shock therapy, where they don't blame the big central banks for the 1,000-plus trillion in derivatives. They make it all about welfare programs and things, which people could debate, make people dependent. But regardless, that's just rearranging chairs on the Titanic, isn't it?
Well, it's worse than that. That most of this bailout money, which was bailout since 2008, was a complete fraud. This is gambling debts. The U.S. government is being asked to pay gambling debts and shutting down the economy, essentially, and shutting down our people, essentially, in order to pay gambling debts. Now, a Glass-Steagall law of the 1933 law reenacted would change that. We would then have some trillions of dollars of credit available, freed up from this garbage, in which to get the economy functioning again. In Europe, is in a process of breakdown right now. The entire euro system. We have two bad bank systems. You have the euro system is a bad bank. You take all the assets you want to get rid of, you dump them into a bad bank, you sink the bad bank, get rid of the problem. The BRIC system, in which Russia is involved, also a bad bank, by putting all the assets you want to get rid of in a bad bank because they're only gambling assets, you therefore get rid of those. What comes out of that? Well, Jacob Rothschild's Interalpha Bank hopes to take over the world. It's that simple. And our politics in the United States, in the Western Hemisphere, and most of the transatlantic region is controlled by these people.
Lino LaRouche is our guest. Long segment coming up. I want you to start back over and recap what you just said. Go over some of the history of this, what their goals are, the technicals of it, and your forecast for what we're going to see coming up here in the next few months and years, and how the establishment is going to try to take us through this crisis and gain total power, and how we can reverse that and grab victory from the jaws of defeat. Lino LaRouche is our guest, LaRouchePack.com. I'm Alex Jones.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let's not waste any time going directly to our live interview via video connection from their headquarters with Lyndon LaRouche of LaRouchePack.com. Lyndon, I want to get into your 40 years or so of diagnosing the global banking cartel, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, their plan, their stated plan to get the world basically into debt, to get the planet to sign on to these fraudulent debts, and then on the ashes of that to basically bring the world into debt slavery. Their own statements from the UN, the head of the Goddard Space Center, the White House science czar, John P. Holdren, to have a, quote, post-industrial world. Now, when I woke up 18, 19 years ago, doing my own research into the globalist, I discovered these same documents, these same statements. Then I found later your work that had been going on for decades before, accurately breaking down just exactly what their plan was, a Malthusian new dark age to shut down development, to shut down any competition to their hegemonic rule. So briefly, sir, for those that don't know who you are or who have heard the media describe who you are, in your own words, what is LaRouche Pack? Who is Lyndon LaRouche? And then let's get into our foe, the globalists, the program, where we are now, what their plan is, and how we can counter them. Because everything you talked about 30, 40 years ago, we're now at that point. We're now entering that prime zone. All the other great staged events of the past were only preludes to it. Lyndon LaRouche.
Well, I was, of course, a Franklin Roosevelt man from a time of military service during World War II. And I came back to the United States from overseas to find that everything had changed under Truman as compared to Roosevelt. Now, Truman was a stooge, actually, for Winston Churchill and company. And during this period, there's been a seesaw battle between the American patriot and those who prefer the British system. Well, the British system is not what most people think it is. It actually is a continuation of the Roman Empire based on the concept of monetarism. In other words, it's not really colonies, it's monetarism. Whereas we, in our system, establish a credit system, not a monetary system. Our credit system, in which our dollar, as uttered, was used to finance projects which were worthwhile for us and for other purposes of our nation. Whereas in Europe, has still been under the same old system of monetarist rule, which has actually been a heritage of Europe since the Roman Empire. So the struggle has been, and we came over here to establish a nation here during the beginning of the 17th century on the assumption that we had to have a separate place to bring the best of European civilization into a new territory, the Americas, and to build up here a form of nation state which was opposite to the British Empire and similar kinds of imperial ideas. We have been in a continuous war since that time, since our revolution and even before that, since 1763. We've been in a continuous war against this imperialism. And we, unfortunately, when you talk about Wall Street or the Boston banks, you're talking about really a branch of the British Empire. And right now, you see, we're being destroyed through the Federal Reserve System, which is now a creature of the British Empire. We are with tens of trillions of dollars of worthless debt. These are gambling debts. This is not legitimate debt.
Isn't it really, I mean, to boil it down in layman's terms, a form of neo-feudalistic serfdom? Their entire stated goal, and if you read what the founders said, if you read what other presidents, this was always the fight. It was about this monetarism where they use debt in a debt black hole system that's impossible to ever pay back, that they create out of nothing to make us basically sharecroppers or debt slaves.
Well, it's true. I would have an explication of what this is a little more complicated, but that's essentially true.
Okay, continuing. You were getting into derivatives and what happened in 99, the end of Glass-Steagall. I mean, I had many economists on at the time that said this is going to create hundreds of trillions in debt. It's going to allow this inner coterie to take over. Then when they implode it, they're going to roll out their new global currency. Exactly that is now happening.
Well, what you have to look at is look at the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Kennedy, together with Douglas MacArthur and others, were opposed to the United States being engaged in a war in Indochina. The thing was, we are not going to fight a land war in Asia, a protracted land war in Asia. Now, Kennedy stuck to this, guns on this, and the guns came after him. They killed him. Now, what his successor was not a bad person, but he was scared as the devil, Johnson. And therefore, Johnson went along with a war which Kennedy would have opposed had he lived. Then you had Kennedy's brother, Robert, was about to be nominated as president on the Democratic ticket. And he was killed. And then we got a new process in which this British system took over. We had 1968, the change in the financial system. We had 1971. The British Empire replaces the dollar. And we've been looted ever since then. We had the 68ers, who were actually an anarchist fascist movement. And I saw these guys firsthand. They were a fascist movement. And that tendency, typified by Mark Rudd and company at Columbia and elsewhere, has taken over more and more of the control of the baby boomer generation and has shaped the destiny of our country. So we have been corrupted by these and related methods at the same time that in 1971, at the same time we shut down the fixed exchange rate system, the British Empire came back in with the Inter-Alpha Group under Jacob Rothschild. This Inter-Alpha Group is what is controlling the international monetary financial system of the world today.
What is their endgame goal? What are we currently witnessing?
You're looking at the face of pure evil. And you might call it the British Empire, but you have to say, what's wrong about the British Empire? You say, well, we know some people from Britain. They're not like that. Their system doesn't have to be like that. But we find that the monetarist element, which is actually what's called the New Venetian Party, with William of Orange, who carried the thing into Britain.
The black nobility, the city of London, in London.
That's part of it. That's part of it.
Continue.
So the problem we have is the Asian part of the world is not in bad shape politically as we are. But the transatlantic part of the world is in terrible shape. Now, take the case of this shutting down of the government of the United States. Think of the implications of shutting down the government in a fit of pique. What should be done is putting through the Glass-Steagall Law immediately. That will get rid of the trash, the tens of trillions of trash money, of gambling debts. With that money released, we could restore the functioning of our states. Now, and obviously the intention is to destroy the United States by a Europe-centered organization, which is essentially what we call the British Empire. And that's what's happening. We're being destroyed by an enemy, which is a London-centered financial imperium.
Well, Lyndon LaRouche, again, joining us right now, I concur with your analysis of the historical facts. I mean, when you talk about British coming in and taking over 1922, Council on Foreign Relations, openly infiltrating the media, setting up this system. It's more of a system than, you know, so much the British themselves, but that's where a lot of the power, as you were saying, is centered, but also in the continent of Europe. And I want to go to a quote from Thomas Jefferson that I read in the last hour, and I want to get your take on this quote, if we can put that up on screen. I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around the banks will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. The issuing power should be taken from the banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belongs. Thomas Jefferson. So this is the same old fight we were always fighting. You look at how these same interests take over third world countries. It's the exact same playbook. What you're talking about is public information, and the bankers now have a problem because more and more people are looking past the puppet Republican and Democrats that are bought and paid for and actually identifying the banking cartel, and the system is scared.
Well, actually, the original system of the United States, which is the Constitution, the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, contains this conception. Under our system of law, the banking system of the United States is a credit system. It is not a monetary system. Now, Wall Street represents, and what its likeness represents, the enemy. What has happened in 1999, you had with this influence and Federal Reserve System, we destroyed the separation of British-controlled banks, which is the Wall Street gang, and eliminated the actual banks of our banking system. If we return to our banking system, we would immediately wipe out Wall Street, because Wall Street's debt is worthless. London's debt is worthless. But immediately under our Constitution, with the Glass-Steagall Act, we would restore our control of our banks, the banks that operated under our laws, not Wall Street and London laws.
Lyndon LaRouche is our guest, needs no introduction. LaRouchePack.com. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com. We're going to break. When we come back, I want to look closer at this government shutdown and give my take on it briefly, and then see if Lyndon LaRouche concurs. But it's really very simple. You can debate the unions and corruption. You can debate welfare and people being dependent. But if you look at the real so-called debts, that is a very small part of it. So that's being scapegoated as the solution, which really just becomes austerity. The taxes go up, the bankers get more, the Bernie Madoff, Ken Lay types run away to Lord Rothschild, making trillions of dollars, when they're the problem. We'll be right back. Lyndon LaRouche, the head of LaRouchePack.com, is our guest, joining us via video Skype from his studios. All right, Lyndon, this is a short segment, long segment coming up, but the corporate media, now publicly, admittedly funded by the Federal Reserve with our tax money under the table, almost all these newspapers, mainline TV, it's now coming out, are financed under the table. They're complete operatives. They create this fake left-right paradigm to have us fighting with each other. And then they scapegoat capitalism and free market as this British system that you've described that turns us into debt slaves. And they're scapegoating the unions and people, but then ignoring the banksters. How many trillions? Because some economists, the Washington Post says 650 trillion. Others say over 1,000 trillion. Some as high as 1,500 trillion of made up derivatives that they've gotten our governments to sign on to. And now they're convincing us that it's welfare mom's fault. And they're holding everybody hostage with their pensions, saying too big to fail. Give us whatever we want. Or will destroy the world markets as they destroy the world markets.
Well, imagine a few people are playing the game of Monopoly, the board game of Monopoly, and they're playing into infinity with debt. They're printing this paper money of a Monopoly game. But then when they close down their operation and go home to get drunk, what they do is they take all the play money, which they've created, and put it in terms of U.S. dollars and call it your debt. That's the short answer.
And they admit they're doing that. I saw a report a few months ago with the central bank head in Ireland, and he said, it's great to have foreign banks run Ireland. Sure, we don't owe this, but it's good to be controlled by these people. I mean, they're just throwing it in our face now.
Yeah, sure. Of course. Of course. But we're at a point which is a breakdown point. We're on the verge of two breakdown points. One, the international, at least the transatlantic side, the international financial monetary economic system is about to crash. Now, not some distant time, not in the future. It is already crashing. When the U.S. government is being shut down by a bunch of clowns in the Congress who are going to be the scapegoats for this, but who's really shutting it down is the Wall Street gang. They shut down our government. How are we as a nation going to function with all the dependencies on government functions if we shut down the government? You're setting up the government for dictatorship. At the same time that our whole system is now going bankrupt unless we put through Glass-Steagall immediately. But to get Glass-Steagall immediately through, you must get rid of this president. This president is expendable under the 25th Amendment, Section 4. He's insane, but he's a British agent. He's not going to let any necessary legislation get through. He's going to use his sabotage capability as president to prevent that. We're on the edge of the crisis right now.
Well, sir, you know in 2002, when Stiglitz left the World Bank, thousands of pages of documents got leaked to Greg Palast at BBC. And in that was the internal reports where the IMF and World Bank do this in third world countries. They go in, get them in false debt, implode the economy, then shut down the government through their agents to further destroy confidence. And then they come in with a program of austerity posing as the saviors.
And that's the way the bad banking system works. You create fake values. You put the fake values in a bad bank. Then you collapse the bad bank system and get rid of the debt. Therefore, the survivor who does that is supposed to survive. The trick here is, the British are crazy, and some people in Britain are getting wise to this, that by you try to shut down the world for the sake of the British Empire, you're going to destroy the British Empire too. So the British are going to have to learn to do it our way, not their way, for a change.
Well, that's what the founding of this country was all about, for those that have read the et nauseum quotes of the founders. And if you look at what's happening, when we come back, I want to briefly get into Libya, the Middle East. The Saudis have now run to the Russians and Chinese. That's in the Associated Press, saying the West is double-crossing us. Gates is meeting with the king of Saudi Arabia. And the inside baseball is the globalists are implementing all these overthrows, backing up the rebels, and they plan to even bring down Saudi Arabia and other allies. Then they'll put radical Muslims in and then have another war with them. We'll see if you concur with that or your expanded analysis. Lyndon LaRouche is our guest. Long 18-minute segment coming up and another 5 minutes of a very interesting time with Lyndon LaRouche. We'll also get into his view on the increased tectonic, volcanic, seismic activity. Stay with us.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We're going to get Lyndon LaRouche's forecast on where he sees the global economy going, what he expects the globalists to pull, including staged terror attacks, the police state grid. Bretton Woods 2 convenes tomorrow, actually this evening, kicks off with George Soros. Calling for an end to the dollar. What does he think is really going to happen on that front? Because this British model wants to start this new Bancor global currency. That's all coming up. Before we go back to Lyndon LaRouche, remember, the corporate mainstream government-financed media has declared war on the alternative media and those of us shattering the balkanization of the left-right paradigm. We're not funded by George Soros or the federal government. We're funded by our sponsors and you that support us. The online video bookstore at Infowars.com. You can get the new book, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, showing the police state at Infowars.com. When you get it with Jesse Ventura's new incredible book, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, already climbing the New York Times bestseller list, though it just kicked off Monday here with Ventura, former governor on the show. When you get these two books already discounted, get one of my best-selling films, whatever you choose, free with the purchase of the two books, and your purchase supports this transmission. Also, it's 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month at PrisonPlanet.tv, the expanded archives, the live streaming video, all of my films, expanded extras, PrisonPlanet.tv, and we couldn't do it without you. Also, please support our local AM and FM affiliates, their local sponsors, or if you have a business, please support the show by sponsoring that local station. We're getting a lot of new stations, and it shows how great this awakening is that somebody like myself, 16 years in the wilderness, and sure, we've reached tens of millions over the years, now reaching 3 million a day on radio, 1 million a day, readers on the websites, that's individuals, and we're growing exponentially. That's why the White House regulations are, and others are saying, and Media Matters are saying they want to shut down the alternative media, quote, with guerrilla tactics, with those memos that Media Matters got leaked out via Politico 2 weeks ago. The fight is on. It's here. Everything you've seen up to this point is just birth pains. Now, racing through a host of questions here, Mr. LaRouche, what is the larger stratagem, the geopolitical Brzezinski-esque model from my research through the British divide and conquer system? What is going on in the Middle East? We've got intel that they're planning to overthrow the monarchs as well, though they are corrupt. What's part of that larger plan, or do you not agree? And what do we expect to see as the ace in the hole moves by these people as they attempt to maneuver us into this one world government, the born again, expanded British Empire model?
Well, what you're looking at is the famous mythical story about the case of the Zeus and Prometheus, that the policy of the empire, the imperial system in the Mediterranean and spreading out from the Mediterranean, was always based on this aspect of policy. That's how it generated it. The idea was is to keep the majority of people stupid. Don't educate them. Keep them as slaves. And don't let the people become too numerous. Now, as you know, the World Wildlife Fund, which is an extension of this, which is, of course, a British operation, says that we want to reduce the world's population from the order of 7 billion of people to less than 2. What we're seeing now is the implementation or attempted implementation of that policy to reduce the world population, including that proportionately of the United States, to that level, and to create such a state of chaos in the world that the empire can continue to rule over us. That's really what is in the mind. And when you look at the World Wildlife Fund and similar kinds of institutions, which are the British monarchy, then you see explicitly that is the bottom line intention.
And by the way, everything you say is so backed up with history. It was Prince Philip and his cousin, Prince Bernhard, who set it up. It's openly a eugenics arm. They conservatively want to get rid of 60. Others say 80%. And in all these UN biological diversity assessments and in the Henry Kissinger State Department Memorandum 200, they're criminal, Nazi-like. And we know the Nazis were just a spinoff of their eugenics ideas, started again in England with the Galtons. Again, it's all history. They are openly declaring war on civilization, war on humanity, war on true information. This is a scorched earth policy, and it's stated by them publicly. They are openly admitting their treason against humanity. What specifically, though, from your research, what's happening in North Africa and the Middle East?
What you're seeing there is a phenomenon which is actually quite a lawful phenomenon. It's called a mass strike, in which you have a spontaneous eruption among people. We've seen this particularly in the generation between, say, 25 and 45, where the usual concentration is now. It was that case in Egypt. It was that in Tunisia. It was that which is going on in Libya, or is being made a mess of now, but it's what's going on in Madison, Wisconsin. It's what's going on in other parts of the United States. You're getting a reflection of this, which we saw in one form in August of 2009. Now we're seeing the same thing extended as a more or less globally spreading mass strike movement. It's a spontaneous movement, not an organized one. There are organized elements, but it's spontaneous. As we see, for example, in the United States, look at teachers. Now, the characteristic of teachers is they believe in children. They believe in building the future for children. So you find the leadership of opposition to the Republican Party, clowns, as well as the Democratic clowns. You see, the opposition was being led by teachers together with some of their students from the high school age. And this is a spontaneous revolt against evil by people who do not fully understand what the problem is, but they know that they have to stand up and fight against it.
Mr. LaRouche, looking at this, though, the dominoes were set up because of dollar devaluation, food prices increasing in these third world countries where, on average, roughly half the population makes about $2 a day or less. Clearly, the ingredients were there through IMF and World Bank policy, so they knew what they were doing. But then they send in Western agitators to try to tip the dominoes themselves so they can control the outcome with Mubarak, with Gaddafi, with all of these people. I mean, clearly the people have a reason to be angry and to be standing up, but I see the establishment trying to basically herd these movements towards an outcome that they want, which is further destabilization of the Middle East. Do you not see that there from your research?
Not the same way. The point is, you had the case of the French Revolution. 1782, the French king made a mistake. And his mistake was oppressive for the people of France. When the French monarchy refused to admit that it was being manipulated by the British with a wrong policy, the French people became angrier and angrier and angrier. And they then exploded when Lafayette lost his nerve in declaring the action, which he should have done. You had the unleashing of madness. The danger now is that if we do not create order in society by restoring justice, which is what the situation is always in these situations, if we do not act to restore justice, you'll get chaos. That's what we're headed toward.
But the social engineers, going back to the Rand Corporation 15 years ago, openly said that we were going to be an undemocratic society, that they were going to vertically integrate, that they were going to put federalized police, standardized training worldwide, threat fusion spying centers in place, that terror attacks would be used as the pretext to smokescreen this police state suppressive rollout. So they know their policies are going to generate this. Then they plan to use the rebellion as a pretext to then openly bring out their martial law grid. Your take on that?
We could beat them, but we have to be smart. We could beat them. Just the idea of fighting a war, of fighting any kind of a battle, can be a mistake. You've got to have a good strategy. And I think now what I read as the situation, we're on the verge of a crisis beyond belief. You have two crises together. On the one hand, you have this financial, monetary, economic crisis. On the other hand, you have a wave of crises in terms of what happened in Japan, what happened in South New Zealand, in Christchurch, what is going to happen on the coast of the Pacific, of the United States, what is happening around the world. You're going to see a pattern of earthquakes over the coming 2 years or so, which beats anything in human experience today. Why I say that is we're in a cycle, and the cycle is determined by our galaxy, not the solar system as such. We're in a 62-billion-year cycle, which is well known to people who study these matters. This is a period in which the greatest rate of perturbation is likely. So we're on the verge of a crisis of humanity beyond belief unless we take the proper action. And this president is shutting down the means of detection by which we can be organized to defend ourselves against what's coming down with these earthquakes. And it is beyond belief level 9 earthquakes, they are predictable. But then you have the President of the United States says they are not predictable. That lying President of the United States should be out of there.
Mr. LaRouge, I want to expand on that because I did notice months ago you were writing about a increase in earthquakes and tectonic events even before what we saw unfold on the eastern coast of Japan. And I did notice 2 weeks before the March 11th event, even ABC News said, well, the giant moon, the moon closer than it had been in 20 years, doesn't just manipulate the tides of the oceans of the planet, but also the magma that these floating continents are on top of. And I am seeing a lot of mainline astrophysicists like Piers Corbin, very highly respected out of England. He said no doubt that the solar cycle, that when that earthquake happened, that 9.1, they now upgraded it, that a solar flares, ionizing radiation, hit the Earth 2 hours before, coinciding with the, quote, giant moon, the moon being closer than it had been in 20 years, and that that's what triggered it. And I have read some of the astrophysicists with this larger a galactic plane that we're passing through. That's a little too technical in my research. But undoubtedly, the moon manipulates and the sun manipulates climate and tectonic and magnetic fields. And I know that Obama's canceled some satellites can measure all over the world the rising and falling of tectonic events. So go through the technicals on that. Then I want to shift gears into, if we don't avert things and some of your ideas for solutions, what the globalists are going to bring us through and what we're going to see in your forecast.
Well, I'll just take the top of the back end of it first. What we're looking at is the threat. If we do not get rid of this president, I mean, that's crucial. Under this president, as long as he has the authority of president, he is going to prevent everything from happening that should happen. We must remove him from office. The 25th Amendment, Section 4, provides for his removal from office on the basis of his mental condition. And the mental condition is specifically that which is his. Now, if we get rid of him as president in that way, then we meet and get the Glass-Steagall through, we can begin to unleash the measures of protection which could avert this. Now, nobody can guarantee we're going to come out of this alive, not what's coming down. But we don't have a chance of living. This planet does not have a chance of living unless we get this president out of office very soon.
But, sir, I mean, the Republicans haven't called to bring back Glass-Steagall. The Republicans and Democrats are all financed by the same financial oligarchy. What do we get, Biden, Hillary? I mean, these people are just you know, Obama's just a teleprompter reading a minion.
Well, you've got to look at one other thing about our system, the background of how our system works. Our system of government has many different aspects. Now, while a man is president of the United States and still has respect, and while the majority of the Congress is in authority, we behave well and put up with a lot of things, a lot of terrible things and abuses. We sometimes go for several generations of suffering from those conditions because we know the importance of stability of government. Therefore, we will not recklessly disturb the system of government. But when the point comes, as of now, that the very existence of the United States in particular is jeopardized, and a threat to the world as well, in terms of this wave of earthquakes, and this is oncoming, there are people in the United States who, in a proper way, will join to act to eliminate this problem. And my function is, and I've been in this thing for a long time, on the SDI, for example, which is one of our efforts in that direction. We're going to have to mobilize, not just to fight, we're going to have to mobilize in a way which understands our system of government and how to use it without violating it.
Okay, let's quantify that specifically from the research, and clearly the Earth's going into a more tectonic, you know, active period. We know there's cycles. We know there was a big earthquake in Mexico today and other earthquakes, another one off Japan. Specifically, what are you predicting is going to happen?
We're going to have right now an increase during the coming 2 years of an increase. Now, we're operating on the basis of up to a 9 level. I'm afraid we're headed toward a 12. I can't guarantee it. I can't assure it. But though, we also remember this president is shutting down all the detectors we have, which enable us to forecast. The president says we cannot forecast. The president is a liar. The people who are backing the president, including Al Gore, is a liar on this question. We've got to get those liars out of office. Because if we do that, see, what we're faced with practically. Now, we're looking at the San Francisco area. We're looking at the state of Washington. We're looking at some other points in the United States, which are ripe to go with up to a level 9 earthquake. We are much inferior in our ability to defend against that level of earthquake than Japan was. Japan was well organized to defend itself. We are not. And because of the recent presidencies, we are not. Therefore, we've got to get this guy out of there. Because as long as he remains in there, you will not be able to solve any of these problems. And so, therefore, we have to get him out. And if we don't get him out, I don't know who's going to save the planet. Because this thing is now hitting in the Southeast Asia, the entire world area, what we call the Rim of Fire, in the middles of the oceans, on the coast of continents. You have a rim of fire that when one of these things, like a solar movement of this type, with a galactic factor in it, comes into play, you have an essentially uncontrollable expansion of earthquakes beyond anyone's belief today.
Well, more and more scientists, you know, they thought we only got hit by big asteroids every million years. Now they admit it's probably every 100,000. We look at ancient civilizations destroyed by this stuff. Meanwhile, the federal government's turning off the radiation detectors and raising the level that they say is safe. So that shows there's this policy of just telling us to muddle through it. Two more segments with Lyndon LaRouche straight ahead.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man.
We've only got this 5-minute segment, then a 1-minute break, then 5 more minutes with Lyndon LaRouche. I look forward to having him back up in the future. We appreciate him joining us. LaRouchePack.com. I agree with their historical breakdown. It's very accurate from my research separately and looking at their research. I don't 100% agree with some of the political ideas and outcomes. We'll have Mr. LaRouche back in the near future if he'll do it to get more into that debate and discussion. But I see Bloomberg admitting $376 billion in Wachovia and Wells Fargo have laundered drug money running the drug aircraft Wachovia. I see AP and others reporting that all the veterans, a secret deal was signed 11 years ago after Glass-Steagall to steal all their death benefits that they pay into out of their paychecks. The way they commit these crimes out in the open, it's as if they don't think there'll be a civilization here, or as if they are going to release some type of humanized mouse pox to wipe us all out. You know, they talk about this. These people, it's just unlimited what they could do. But Mr. LaRouche, in the few minutes we've got left here, specifically getting into their end game again, what they're trying to do, what they're trying to do to the dollar, how George Soros plays in with the Rothschild, Queen of England, Rockefeller constellation, this move towards Bretton Woods II, this attack on the dollar. Can you tell us what they're trying to do and what the time frame is right now? And as this collapse accelerates, they're telling us the economy's great. Everybody more and more knows they're being lied to.
Well, there are two things to this. First of all, what they're doing is obvious to me. It's no mystery. But the one thing is, don't overestimate their competence. That's where the weakness lies. They are not competent because their program depends upon denying fundamental principles of nature and the human being both. And their system does not work. And when they are trying to crash the system for their chosen ends, they're meddling with something way beyond their command. So we should not exaggerate their power. We should rather understand our own weakness and correct our own weaknesses, because they are not intelligent people. This president is not an intelligent person. The Queen of England, I don't think, is a particularly intelligent person. So these people are not all-knowing. They have schemes, and we're discussing the kind of schemes they have. But they're not that smart. they are also stupid. And one of the dangers they represent is they're so stupid, they don't understand what they're going to do to themselves in what they're trying to do to others and us.
Well, I tend to agree with you. I mean, they're intelligent and cunning like a fox or a snake, like a rattlesnake, and they've got the will, and they're bold, and they are dominating, but they're not in full control. They're able to wreak havoc and consolidate it. They're able to destroy, but not to build. And as Ron Paul has said, the key now is to expose them as the authors of the pain and destruction we're seeing, so that we can then, as humanity, have a debate about what to replace it with. But where do you see George Soros in this group?
George Soros was, as a young man, as an adolescent, was working for the Nazis. He was a Jew working for the Nazis in Hungary. He became an agent in giving people their tickets to Auschwitz when the tickets were assigned. He then went on to, he's always admitted that. He's never denied it. But he said it was one of the best experiences of his life. It made him. He then went on, and the British intelligence services picked him up. He's a British agent, and he was a key part of the financing which brought the current president, Barack Obama, into the presidency. He is now running an operation based on the same program and the same intention. He's now trying to find a bunch of susceptible idiots who would believe that he really intends to do some good for somebody.
Stay there. Absolutely. That's his cover. He's this humanitarian philanthropist who said, if I didn't help round up Jews, somebody else would have. So it was okay. That's a quote from 60 Minutes.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he's agreed to come back in the next month or so. 1 hour is not enough at Lenin LaRouche, LaRouchePack.com. They have a lot of books and materials and things that are available there. Their executive intelligence review. A lot of key information. Check it out at LaRouchePack.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. But getting into George Soros, he's definitely a frontline general for the Anglo-American Dutch New World Order system. Should I be concerned that memos were leaked 2 weeks ago to Politico that he's coming after not just Fox News and Glenn Beck with some infighting there, but myself included? They're attacking me almost on a daily basis through his house organs, like Media Matters, and they've sworn in the internal memos to destroy and sabotage any media that opposes this death of the dollar. And they've had their reporters writing hit pieces in major publications. Why do you think they're coming after InfoWars, Mr. LaRouche?
This is simply a cover operation. That's all it is. The point is, the thing on George Soros is the people are afraid to attack him for what he is. This guy is a guy who knowingly assisted in the execution of Jews, particularly Jews from Hungary, who were being shipped to the camps. Now, his role was a minor one, but he was working under incognito. I don't blame him for that. But he said he liked that, that there was the most heroic period of his life. And a man of this character being promoted by British intelligence on us, you know, the problem is people are not attacking him publicly enough for what he really is.
Well, who are these, quote, liberal mercenaries that in throngs worship him and decry anyone who doesn't fall down and worship him as Nazis?
The British protect him. The British use him. The British own him. He's a British agent.
Why do you think they're so scared of alternative media?
They are because they know that they are vulnerable. They're afraid that we get smart. And that we not only oppose them, but that we develop the effective means for destroying them.
Well, it is us or them. I mean, they're coming down with a neo-feudalistic Malthusian system, and you said something in closing at the last segment about how they're delusional. And I remember Karl Rove to the New York Times saying You guys can be reality-based. We are in control, so we're going to make up whatever reality we want. And they're trying to sell us on their own delusion. But if we don't go along with the emperor's new clothes, it's game over.
And the precedent is you have to have leadership with guts. I mean, you have to have – the problem is our baby boomer generation was subjected – the 68ers were subjected to a kind of brainwashing operation, which many of them are still good people. But the stuffing was taken out of them. And they don't fight as my generation would have fought. Those of us, unfortunately, most of my generation are dead. We were in World War II, and we had a different temperament and a different idea about how to fight. I always respected what was done by MacArthur, for example, what was done by Kennedy with MacArthur in opposing getting into this wasting war in Southwest Asia, which resulted in Southeast Asia, which resulted in our destroying ourselves and gave birth to the 68er phenomenon. We have to get smart. We have to think strategically, not just emotionally.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. This has been a very thought-provoking interview, and as things begin to unfold, we'll continue to get your perspective, and we really appreciate you and your crew having you join us today. Lennon LaRouche, LaRouchePack.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. And we'll be in touch and have you back in the near future, and also some of your other researchers to break down the technicals of what's happening. Thank you, Mr. LaRouche. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with our next guest and a ton of other news and information. We'll look more at the economy, Libya, and a lot more straight ahead right here on the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three, 8 minutes in. David Icke is our guest for the rest of the hour, maybe a little bit in the next hour if he can do it. David Icke, a former professional soccer player, journalist, network anchor for the BBC, spokesman in the 80s for the British Green Party, was the head of it, and since 1990, full-time investigator into what is really controlling the world. Many have dubbed Icke the most controversial speaker on the planet. His newest book, Human Race, Get Off Your Knees, The Lion Sleeps No More, is available at davidicke.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. So, George Soros is openly convening Bretton Woods II to move away from the dollar. Open world government is all over every major publication as the solution, a new idea they just got 5 minutes ago, and it's exactly what we broke down from their documents decades ago they were planning. They're now in the Associated Press saying, yeah, we're chemtrailing you. It's to save the earth from global warming. They're just throwing so much in our face. They're starting all these new wars in the Middle East, financing the rebels, openly moving to try to overthrow their former dictators and oligarchs and royalty, the monarchs. CNBC is reporting that the U.S. is going to go the same route as Greece, Portugal. We're being imploded by design, just as the big banks have done to the third world. They're doing a government shutdown right now to scapegoat the unions and the welfare moms, and I'm not saying they're perfect. The point is that's rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic compared to the 1.5 quadrillion in fake fiat debt made up by the bankers that they've gotten us to sign on to. We're now entering the next phase of the New World Order, and after that comes biological weapons releases to wipe out most of the population, the globalists have stated. I mean, we're following their own blueprints here. We're not making this stuff up. Truth is stranger than fiction. And my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, covers that population reduction program and how the globalists are delusional and on power trips and think they're God and they're going to merge with machines after they get rid of us. Whether that's going to happen or not, or whether that's theoretical and could actually be done, that can be debated. The point is these people are nuts. As Karl Rove said, they control reality. Doesn't matter what reality is. A fool goeth before the fall. They are filled with delusions of grandeur on serious power trips, as most psychopaths are. And psychopaths get more and more arrogant, more and more out of control. They enjoy hardship. They enjoy mutating societies culturally, spiritually, intellectually, so they can manipulate us better. And I say no to this. I'm not their slave. I don't want to be their slave. And as David Icke says, human race, get off your knees. So here to discuss a host of issues from what's happening in Japan, Libya, the new earthquakes, all of it, is David Icke. David Icke, good to have you back with us.
Cheers, Alex.
So much is going on. You heard me throw out a plethora of things we can get into first, or if you want to go somewhere else first, you've got the floor.
Well, I think that what we're seeing now is absolutely the next stage of what we've been talking about for a long, long time. What's been predicted, what people have said is just conspiracy, supposition and all that stuff is now increasingly in our faces. I mean, what we're seeing, for instance, with what's going on in the Middle East is they're talking about the international community. This is being said all over, a range of things all over the world in different situations, the international community. That's just code for world government, of course. And one of the crucial things in the Middle East is that they've handed over, at least officially, the operation in Libya to NATO. And I wrote in a book in 1994 that the World Army was going to be, in part, kind of stepping stoned into existence by NATO and NATO countries operating more and more and more out of the North Atlantic region. They're in Afghanistan. We've effectively got a world army in Afghanistan. They're now taking over this stuff in Libya, this nonsense, this completely engineered situation. And as you say, we've got Soros now wanting to put his book forward, his economic, I'm sure the World Central Bank will be in there somewhere. So all these things that we've been talking about and people have either, you know, looked at it or said that's nonsense, I'm sorry, it's in your face. It's on the TV news now, and this is just the start of this phase. If we don't wake up as a human race in vast numbers and stop cooperating with this system, then all we're going to do is watch our own prison being built. Because, you know, you can be in ignorance that the prison's being built and it's being built. Or you can become a bit more informed about what's going on and then you can consciously watch your prison being built. There is an alternative to that, which is we put down the divide and rule lines of religion and race and income bracket and country and culture and come together and realizing that we're all the targets. No matter what our religion, color, or culture, we're all the targets. And we're reaching, of course, another level of this situation, which I've been looking at for a while, Alex, and ticking them off, and that's radiation. We're seeing this, of course, a terrible radiation outbreak and release as a result of the Japan earthquake. But I've been ticking them off for years. There is definitely a clear agenda to make humans receive more and more sources of radiation.
The cell phones, the body scanners. I had Dr. Busby, top chemical physicist, on, and he said many of my colleagues believe this is being done on purpose because sperm counts down by over 85%. Now they're saying in the U.S. they're going to raise the safe level of radiation to 25,000 times what it was. They're saying, don't worry that it's in the milk and the food. It's good for you. Fukushima is still blowing up and smoking, and they're telling us it's no problem. And now Ann Coulter comes out and says radiation's good. Mombiot, who wants world government.
Unbelievable.
He's saying he's now for nuclear power. I mean, many people believe they're putting them in population centers to reduce fertility.
And other things, you see, because at the end of everything, beyond the physical body that we see, we are an electromagnetic field. People call it the auric field. It can be measured. It's electromagnetic. Just as the Earth has a magnetosphere, so do humans. And when you introduce sources of radiation that are going to disharmonize and disrupt and disturb, distort that energy field, then you're throwing a forward into health, into the way we think, and all these things, the way our brains work, a whole lot of potential consequences, because you're distorting the harmony of the human energy field. And it's definitely a cold, calculated policy. Like I say, I've been ticking them off, the increasing sources of radiation. And there's another one that a lot of people miss, and that's HAARP. Because what HAARP is doing in Alaska is it's bouncing fantastic atomic amount of power of radio waves into the ionosphere, the upper atmosphere of the planet, which has, in among other things, the role of protecting the Earth from incoming cosmic radiation that wouldn't be terribly good for us. And, you know, you look at the document that came out around the 1999 out of the European Parliament, the report on HAARP that people can see on the internet, where it's actually talking about the fact then that HAARP was shooting holes in the ionosphere and opening up the Earth, therefore us, to cosmic radiation that should be deflected away. Now, all this stuff is not happening by accident. It's a coordinated attempt to change the sea that we live in. Because, you know, if you want to affect all this fish at the same time, what do? You affect the sea. And we live in a sea of energy, the Earth's energy field. And if you manipulate that, you therefore affect all the people who are operating in that field. And that's what's going on.
Well, look at how they approve the cell phones, which thousands of studies now admit manipulates the mind. I think we can just search the term right now. Cell phones affect brain waves, cancers, the cell towers, the RF, and all their studies from even before they legalized it showed it would do this, but they still roll it out, even though it hurts the elite's own children. Why do the globalists love to hurt themselves, not just us?
Well, maybe they're not quite the same as us. Maybe that's the answer, and therefore they're not affected in the same way. I mean, you know, Alex, the rabbit hole of all this goes so deep, deeper than any of us have got so far, but we will. And we're going to have to open our minds in the end to the fact that the situation we're facing is much greater and operates over multiple different levels beyond the ones that we see, touch, and taste. And they clearly are not going to irradiate the planet if it's going to have a fundamental effect on them too. So there's something different about them. And when we talk about these bloodlines and all the rest of it, well, the bloodlines are genetics. The genetics are the physical level of it all, but they are an expression of a vibrational field. And maybe their vibrational field is not affected in this way, the way that the rest of the human vibrational field is. Because these are hybrids. They're not the same as humans. This is a much bigger story than people realize, even those that have awoken to great amounts of it.
Well, I only go with what I can prove, but there's no doubt that they love killing humans. The globalists love diseasing and permanently wrecking the DNA with the poisons, the chemicals, the radiation. It's admitted our IQs are dropping, the sperm counts are plummeting, we're falling apart, and they're saying they're raising the safe radiation levels to 25,000 times.
That's right.
And they say, look, 25,000 times is good for you, and baby formula over half, corn syrup, good for you. The kids getting diabetes when they're five, good for you. Turned out the federal government is knowingly covering up that they're mining radioactive isotopes with the fluoride, putting it in the water supplies, comes out in local Texas news. Nobody gets in trouble. So they're shooting kids up worldwide with syphilis. I mean, there's no doubt that they want to wreck the DNA of humanity, and they're waging war against us. So they might as well be from Planet Pop-Tart.
Well, the thing is, Alex, you just reeled off all those different things.
Well, stay there. Got a break, David. We're going to give you the floor when we come back. I want to get more into Libya, more on the economy, more on Bretton Woods, too, with David Icke. I'm Alex Jones. So we live on a planet run by a ruling elite who hates humanity and is doing everything they can to destroy our DNA, give us cancer, and make us basically mentally retarded. You've got a public that's conditioned now where it comes out in Texas that the government is putting radioactive isotopes in the water mined at the phosphate mines all over the country, and no one gets in trouble, nothing happens. And I'm the weirdo for reporting on it. Now, David, I rattled off a bunch of examples of just psychopathic behavior institutionalized with the general public trained to accept it and be thankful for the mass murder. And you were about to make a comment before we hit that break.
Yeah, and it's this. You know, all those things you reeled off, and of course, with more time, you could have reeled off a lot more. There are different aspects of attacks on human health, the human mind, all these other areas of human society. They're from a multitude, a mass of different directions, different subjects, different areas, and they're coming in a coordinated way. Now, does anyone still believe that that is being orchestrated by people sitting around the table deciding their next move? It's much bigger than that. These players that we can name are players. They are players out of something. They are not actually the originators of it. It's much bigger than that. And in the next few years, we're going to have to open our minds to that. And a lot of this technology that they're using, which is way beyond anything they're admitting to, is not necessarily only coming from human sources, you know, because they've been doing things for a long, long time that have been high tech in the areas we're talking about, manipulating the Earth's energy field and therefore everyone within it for a long time. This European Parliament report on HAARP from about 1999, it says at one point here, this is from the European Parliament, from the 1950s, the USA conducted explosions of nuclear material in the Van Allen belt to investigate the effects of the electromagnetic pulse generated by nuclear weapons explosions at these heights on radio communications and the operation of radar. This created new magnetic radiation belts which covered nearly the whole Earth. The electrons traveled along magnetic lines of force and created an artificial aurora borealis above the North Pole. These military tests are liable to disrupt the Van Allen belt for a long period. The Earth's magnetic field could be disrupted over large areas, which would obstruct radio communications. According to U.S. scientists, it could take hundreds of years for the Van Allen belt to return to normal. HAARP could result in changes in weather patterns. It could also influence whole ecosystems, especially in sensitive Antarctic regions. And it's talking about here the way that it shoots holes in the ionosphere and allows incoming cosmic radiation, etc. Now that, they did those experiments, Alex, in the 1950s.
Well, let me stop you. In the film Trinity, narrated by Captain Kirk, by William Shatner, that's aired on the Discovery Channel now 15 years ago, they show the government footage of it when one night firing 10 high-powered nukes into the Van Allen radiation belt and them exploding in space as big white balls. And they said that many of the scientists thought it would probably destroy the atmosphere and the Earth, but they still did it. Now they claim that the Hadron Collider has created a new form of matter. In fact, I forgot to cover that, guys. Just say new form of matter found at superconducting supercollider. That was out 2 days ago. And then they go on to say when they first detonated the first A-bomb, around half the scientists thought it was going to ignite the atmosphere and kill everybody on Earth, but they still did it. And then I read this black poetry, this dark poetry out of transhumanist top people saying, yes, we may destroy the Earth, but so what? We're going to go on willing.
Yeah. Well, of course, a lot of these people, in fact, the vast majority of these people are utterly bloody insane. I mean, you know, they're just absolutely crazy, which makes it far more difficult to reason with them because they have no sense of reason. It's something that the mass of humanity will not be able to really understand how these people can look through their eyes and look at the same thing we look at and see a completely different picture. They don't see the world the way we see it. They don't see life the way we see it. They don't see anything the way we see it. And by the way, that super collider in France and across to Switzerland on the French border there, that's also about, to a very large extent, about manipulating the Earth's energy field and other things because of what it would be, the effect of it would have upon the Earth's magnetic field and its energy field in general. There's a war going on, Alex, on the Earth's magnetic field and the energy field that humans live in. And it's a war that's been building up for a long time, and we're now starting to put the pieces together and see it.
Incredible. And we've read all these patents on air where the light bulbs they're mandating go in will be used for data to go over them through the power lines, flickering, programming your computers, accessing them, and programming you through your eyes. And the first places they're testing them in Texas and Minnesota are police departments. And these are literally mesmerizing mind control systems in the news, and the cops are in there right now It's Buck Rogers, folks.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, David's been studying this for 20 years, and so much of what he wrote about 15, 16, 17 years ago has unfortunately come true. And, you know, what do Christians say? They say there's an evil force, the fallen one, Lucifer, with his angels. And you read what's in Genesis and Ezekiel, and they're saying they manipulated humans' genetics. I don't go there. I go with open world government being announced, the pension funds, the death benefits of the troops being stolen, nobody getting in trouble, uranium and other isotopes being put in our water. It comes out the government's doing it and covering it up, but the news calmly reports it. They have been caught since the 50s adding cancer viruses to vaccines. The UN's been caught sterilizing people. Whoever they are, evil whatever, demon-possessed people whatever, evil psychopaths with continuity of agenda in every country, putting the same systems in, waging war against everybody, dumbing everybody down. And now, David, they've entered a phase of flaunting it. More and more they come out and make absurdist statements about George Soros is a humanitarian. He helped Nazis round people up. And if you don't like it, you're a Nazi. Let me just expand briefly. You're staying with us 20 minutes the next hour so we can continue. They come out and Mombiot says, now that these reactors blew up, I think we need more. I now love radiation. Ann Coulter says the people of Japan should be thankful for their radiation. It's good for you. It seems like they're trying to sell us on insanity and getting us ready for even crazier things to happen, where they just giggle and snicker and run around. And Al-Qaeda's now our friend in Libya. And if you don't like Al-Qaeda, you're un-American. They're just throwing it all in. Yeah, the banks launder the drugs. And if we catch you with them, we're putting you in prison. There's just a complete flaunting as they're almost trying to sell delusion, where everything's so confusing, people just go into a catatonic state.
Well, that's the word, confusion. The idea is to create so much upheaval in people's lives, so many shocks, so many things to fear, and to keep pumping them out. And we're in that phase now, my goodness me, look at it. And we're going further into it before we turn this around. So that people are so shocked, are so in fear, and so overwhelmed, almost a fear version of information overload, that they just switch off and enter a state of acquiescence, like a mouse in a laboratory maze that has so many shocks going down certain channels in the maze, it suddenly stops and its behavior is rewired, and you can take the shock equipment away. It ain't going to go down those channels again. You have rewired its perception, its behavior, and this is what it's about. It's about as many shocks as possible. And that's why we have to stay calm and we have to stay strong and not fall for this, not fall into this shock-created acquiescence. Because, you know, when people are in fear, they invariably, if they're not strong within themselves, they'll look for someone to protect them from what they've been manipulated to fear. And therefore, they'll give their power to that someone or that something as almost like an exchange for protection. Now, what we're looking at now is humanity as a whole being collectively hit by these multi-shocks and multi-reasons to fear. And the idea is to get a collective version of that, which is you give your power away to who you think can sort the mess out or protect you from your fear. And it's no accident that it's in this period where they're playing this collective mind game, this collective behavior acquiescence mind operation, that they're coming out with all these key areas. Like you said, George Soros is going to be pushing the global, long-plan global economic structure. And what we're seeing now in the Middle East is the world army being more and more into the fold.
And the perfect pretext, I want to stop you. I want you to go back into Soros because he is announcing a global banking regulatory system run by the very bankers that have engineered the crisis now being our saviors. You also sent us a map you want us to put on screen for viewers, not just listeners, to talk about that world army. So let's go over Soros first, then into this world map you sent us.
Okay. Well, what... I've been talking about, and others have been talking about for a long time, and it's even in their own documents, the plan is to, I think we talked about this at some point the last time, Alex, the plan is to make governments irrelevant to sorting out economic situations created by this cabal of bankers. And therefore, the bankers, I mean, crikey, I mean, it's like deja vu what we're seeing now, because what we've been pointing out was coming is now happening on the news. The idea was, I said in 2008, there's a three-point plan here. One is to crash the economy 2008, September, so people know there's a problem. Secondly, manipulating governments to throw vast amounts of money, borrowed money, at the banks to make the governments reach a point where they can no longer, even ludicrously in throwing money at the banks, they can no longer react. And we're now in that point because now governments all over the world are introducing, my goodness me, in this country, Britain, austerity programs which are taking away basic benefits from the most vulnerable of people who have been made more vulnerable by the economic crash caused by the banks. And so the governments are in that stage two I was talking about now, where they cannot react. And the idea, stage three, is to create another massive economic crash. Governments have no response ability at all. So the bankers, people like Soros, who's a frontman for the Rothschilds, come forward and say, this is how we must sort it out. And he's now openly making those overtures, as you mentioned earlier. So we're seeing this reaching another level of playing out, where the predictions, the sometime over the rainbow, is now in our face, and we're seeing it. And what's happening in the Middle East, Alex, I'll put the picture up on the screen. That picture is of countries that are, and there are more, that are targeted to be taken over by the NATO, European Union, North American cabal. And when I say that, it's not the British doing this or the Americans doing this. It's being done through those countries, using those countries, but actually the American government and the British government and the French government with old Sarkozy and stuff, they're just satellites of this global cabal. They're not representatives of the people of those countries.
They were captured by the banking cartel many centuries ago, many of them.
Yes, they were.
They're engines.
They're vehicles. And the governments of the world, or the vast majority of them anyway, and they want to make it all of them, are actually like transnational corporation subsidiary companies of the global company. And they carry out the orders of the centrally dictated headquarters of this network. And that's why, as you pointed out earlier, we're seeing the same things being introduced in countries all over the world at the same time. This is how it's done. And if we look at that map, first of all, it's worth looking to the right, where Somalia and Ethiopia and a place called Djibouti, just across the sea from Yemen. That is the African base of AFRICOM. Now, what the American military, and the American military too, is just a satellite military of the global cabal. They call it the American military, but it's not. It has all that money spent on it, fantastic amounts of money. So it basically spends more money on the military, America, than the rest of the world.
Well, notice the French have now invaded via NATO the Ivory Coast and are backing the rebels, slaughtering people. This is AFRICOM moving into Africa.
Exactly. But the reason so much fantastic amounts of money are spent on the American military is not for the benefit of the American people. It's because that is, at the moment, the main point of military imposition for the cabal. And, of course, Britain being one of the great centers of the cabal, not the British government, but the City of London, etc., it's always in the slipstream of America when it goes into a country. So from AFRICOM, it was created during the Boy Bush administration. And the question is, why has America got a an African command. What? It's Africa. Well, the idea is to pick these countries off. And Zbigniew Brzezinski, in his book, Grand Chessboard, in 1998, he said that the key area to control the world is what he calls Eurasia. And Eurasia is basically Europe across to China and then down into the Middle East. And what we've seen, Alex, over the last many, many years is that process of picking off the key areas of Eurasia, and now they're moving into Africa. What they want for a start is to take the whole of those North African countries over, Morocco, Algeria, Libya, Egypt, where, of course, they've had the trouble. There's now protests in Jordan and Syria. They're the target countries, too. They've got Iraq. They're in there. And then, bingo, there's the big one to the right of Iraq, Iran. Then they're already in Afghanistan. They're totally coldly destabilizing Pakistan. And then just off that map, you're hitting the Chinese border. And these countries are being systematically targeted. And what they're doing in the Muslim world is playing off the divisions, going back, goodness me, tell me it's not true, to the 7th century, between the Shia Muslims and the Sunni Muslims. And the reason that Saudi Arabia and people like the United Arab Emirates are being allowed to go into Bahrain and create and commit terrible atrocities to suppress the people's rebellion in Bahrain, and been allowed to do it with no reaction and no condemnation while everything's targeted on Libya, is because Saudi Arabia, that is overwhelmingly a Sunni Muslim country, and others around it, they want to use them in their targeting of Iran, which is really the center of the Shiite Muslim world. It's dominated Iran by Shiite Muslims. And so if they get Iran, this is the irony, if they get Iran by using Saudi Arabia and these others to support that, then Saudi Arabia will be the next one to go, because there won't be any use to the cabal and the agenda anymore. And at the moment, we've got this extraordinary situation, really, where the United Arab Emirates has sent planes to join the NATO force to protect civilians, it says, in Libya, while at the same time they've sent their troops into Bahrain to stop civilians with protests with violence.
I want to stop. It's incredible. I want to stop you just briefly and remind folks that the Obama deception that came out 2 years ago, Fall of the Republic that came out a year ago, we predict with our experts in both these films that AFRICOM would launch wars all over Africa, starting in North Africa. Webster Tarpley predicted that with precision, off following Zbigniew Brzezinski and other people's statements. So you can show people these two DVDs and explain to them, look at the date of it, and that's what really gets people's attention, is that we understand the globalist program. David, I watch CNN, Fox, you name it now. It is so dumbed down. But what's scary is you have Jay Rockefeller, all these other globalists saying they want to shut down the alternative media now. They are scared because we're not dumbed down. We're watching right what they're actually doing, and they're beginning to panic.
Yes, absolutely. But, you know, in Libya, what's happening there now, Alex, is a classic a kind of accumulation of so many things that pull this together. First of all, Libya, and I've got no brief for Colonel Gaddafi. I want all dictators to disappear. But if we're going to be streetwise, we have to see the shades of gray within the black and white that is given to us on the television news. And they have a central bank which issues the currency. And if you do business with Libya, you go through the central bank. That's the last thing this cabal of global bankers want. And it is no accident that, you know, these rebels who kind of appeared out of nowhere, and there'll be genuine people among them who want to end that Gaddafi oppression, but they're just walking into another oppression if they're not streetwise, which they're not. But within those rebels, there's no way that the cover story is adding up. When you've got people apparently being bombed from the sky and these are no-fly zone to help them and all that stuff, and yet at the same time, this rebel group have managed to create a new Libyan central bank and also a new Libyan oil company. They've already signed an oil deal with Qatar, and the European Union has said to Egypt after this so-called revolution that wasn't, that of course, if you make the necessary economic reforms, then we'll give you loans, which will put you massively in debt to us, and that's the idea. So the idea is to take over these countries, and any that are not totally kind of sucked in and absorbed by the global banking system, well, they will be. That's the idea. And that's why Libya's being targeted and not the other countries. But they will be in the end. They want the loan.
Oh, absolutely.
Want the whole of Africa.
Absolutely. And expanding on that, this sets an incredible precedent where the UN puts out a resolution within 48 hours or less, a new war is launched. And the rebels were publicly backed, the core of them, by British intelligence, SAS, yep. US CIA. That's now all been admitted. And so what a precedent. The globalists financed some rebels, and now it sets the precedent where NATO, the UN, and the US come in and bomb them and then overtake the country. This is an incredible precedent and a big move forward towards global government.
Yeah, when you start absorbing these things, like NATO and the United Nations, you know, I said years and years ago that basically the United Nations peacekeeping operation, often the opposite, and the NATO operation were going to be absorbed into one eventually, and we'd call it the World Army. There'd be other elements to it too, but certainly the absorption of that. And you've just described what's just happened. The UN have a decision, and then the NATO are now carrying out that decision in effect.
We're already into world government. It's implementing it through the nation states they control, through the IMF, World Bank, UN. We're already in the world government. They're picking off the last countries they didn't control.
Yes, and the key one they want is Iran, because that's vital not just to control of the region, but also it's in that area around the Caspian Sea, going up to, you know, Georgia, another George Soros Brzezinski revolution, put that guy Sharkis Varley in, who's just a front man for him, and all these other countries around the Caspian Sea, where there are fantastic reserves of oil and gas. So if this map, if people carry it around with them or keep it with them, unless something intervenes here, they can start ticking these countries off, because that's not a real map to them. It's a wish list. That's what it is.
And they've been planning this
for so long.
David, I want to shift gears into some other issues when we come back, but you're absolutely spot on here. But what about Obama, the Peace Prize winner? Now they're talking about another Peace Prize. So now war is peace.
Well, this is the mind game that's going on, Alex, that we've been talking about. The idea is to manipulate people's sense of perception so they do actually see that opposites are not opposites, but actually are the same, like war is peace.
Oh, it's amazing to watch it, and liberals praising Soros because he helped round people up with the Nazis, and then they say, if you're not for that, you're a Nazi. I mean, this is total mind control. We'll be right back.
I say I shot the sheriff, but I swear it was...
We were just talking about the Orwellian way by design. They're training you to be a slave. When they go before the city council and point out with medical doctors a sevenfold increase in bone cancer from fluoride in the water, they laugh. When you go with CBS News about them putting uranium in Texas water, knowingly, they laugh. They know full well. They enjoy it. It's all part of the fun. Now, remember, they've got troop ships off the coast. A Marine Corps general 2 weeks ago said they are preparing to invade. The UN resolution, they say, well, it's going to be a ground force of peace, but we will never ground invade. We will invade, but the military bombing is a kinetic action, not a bombing. And we're going to invade, but we're not going to invade. And you go, but you're using doublespeak there. And they go, no, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Being able to breathe is a conspiracy theory. Being able to tie your shoelaces is a conspiracy theory. Being able to go, well, raising safe radiation levels 25,000 times, EPA, because the levels are going up on the West Coast, that doesn't still make it safe. Even the old level was dangerous. And they go, no, you're a conspiracy theorist. I'm George Monbiot. I now love radiation. I'm Ann Coulter. And they're just counting on you to go, okay. Here is CBS News, just out, going up on Infowars.com. General, U.S. may consider troops in Libya. Our troops were there 6 weeks ago when this started. The British troops, the CIA. They admittedly have Al-Qaeda as the vanguard. Army General Carter Ham says ground forces wouldn't be ideal. Oh, see, first, we would never do it to, but may be possible with the aid of Webbles, says current operation largely stalemated. Oh, so there's always been ground troops. Now the troop ships have arrived, and but there'll never be a ground invasion, but there will be a ground invasion, David.
I was looking at this the other day. In Britain, they were making statements earlier on in this Libyan operation saying they wouldn't arm the rebels. And then suddenly, when the rebels started getting pushed back, it was like, oh, well, we can't rule it out. We can't take it off the table. And, of course, the question...
They'd already armed them before that.
I know. But the thing is, if this rebel army, or whatever you want to call it, does not take the country, and they're clearly not going to take the country the way things are going or anything like, then they'll just up the ante and up the ante and up the ante and go back on assurances that they had before, because the idea is to take the country. And that's what the whole thing's about. And it's got so ludicrous. I mean, the thing is so ludicrous that the commander of the NATO operation, speaking in Europe, I think it was a few days ago, he said that they were there to protect civilians, and so they would also attack the rebels if they were killing civilians. Well, it's now been shown very clearly, there's another story today about this, and another example, that NATO bombers have been killing civilians. So did NATO bomb themselves now in retaliation? I mean, the whole thing's insane. But what we're seeing, what you mentioned earlier about the mind game, over the years, you see where they'll say, sugar's bad for you, and sugar's bad for you. And then they'll come out and say, well, no, sugar's not bad for you, and all this stuff. And I remember my mother going years back where she used to say, oh, they tell you this, and then they tell you that, I can't be doing with it. And people switch off because they're given this constantly reversed information. It's good, it's bad, it's good, it's bad. And eventually, they're looking for a switch-off point, and that's what's going on with all this mind game. This is why they're saying ludicrous things like radiation of fantastic levels is good for you, and then it's bad for you, and then it's good for you. And eventually, people switch off and think, I can't be doing with it. And what's that? It's a form of acquiescence. They've stopped taking part in the game, stopped taking part in the situation, and become acquiescent to it.
Well, that's exactly what they're doing, but they're doing it out of desperation, because you've got one group of people getting more dumbed down, more servile, more prepared to accept up is down, down is up, black is white is black, war is peace, death is life. But then you've got an even larger group beginning to form, who's becoming more and more enlightened and astute and aware. 20 more minutes with David Icke. He's been gracious. DavidIcke.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Other key issues straight ahead. Stay with us.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are back live now into hour number four. David Icke's our guest. We were just talking during the break about the fact that the globalists are horrified. One level is afraid of the next level, and the next level in this pyramid, in this psychopathic system. David, break that down, the psychology of psychopaths and the sociopaths and sadists that work for them.
Well, it's a pyramid of terror, really, because one level has control over the next level, and so that level's frightened of it. But it's frightened of the level above it, and it's frightened of the level above it. And ultimately, there is a spider in the center of the web. We can discuss and have different views about what that spider is, from which everything is coming out from. But they are all absolutely terrified of that spider. And the Rothschilds and families like that are very close to the spider, which is one of the key reasons why so many within the structure are terrified of the Rothschilds and do whatever they say. So you look at these people, and, you know, like Soros, you know, on one level he will have power, but he's carrying out an agenda for those much more powerful than him, and woe betide if he doesn't do it, and doesn't do it the way he's told to do it, and isn't successful in what he's told to do. So they seem kind of arrogant on one level, and I'm sure they are, but there is this constant pyramid of fear, and what they've done is transfer that structure, if you like, into human society, if you look at it, which is a society overwhelmingly based on fear. Fear of tomorrow, fear of what's going to happen next week, fear of this, fear of that. The whole of human society is based on fear, and it's a reflection of the structure that is controlling human society, which is completely based on fear. And like I say, they're terrified of the Rothschilds. When they come to call, because the Rothschilds are so close to this spider, whatever we choose to believe it is.
Continuing, what do you expect to see them doing now as they come more and more out in the open? Because we've already revealed them, so now they've got to reveal themselves in their own way.
Well, I said this years ago, there was always a time when they had no choice but to put it on public display, because when you're manipulating over a long period of time behind the scenes, in the shadows, to turn the world into a certain structure, into a certain way of operation, a certain way of control and enforcement, then there comes a time when that society has to start becoming obvious to people, because if it doesn't, then you're not going to introduce it. And I said years ago, there's going to come a window of time when we're going to see this come into public display, and it's going to be undeniable where it's going. And we're entering that period now very, very quickly. And the idea is to throw everything at us. We must be strong. We must be calm and not panic and not get caught in the whole wave of fear and all the rest of it, because they are in the period where they're going to throw everything at humanity to put us in a state of acquiescence that they can come along and say, we are the people that can sort it out. But to sort it out, this is what's got to happen. And also, through these dumbing down, constant shocks, constant sources for fear and worry and terror, to put people in the mental and emotional state of the mouse in the laboratory maze, where we basically go into almost a zombie-like state of acquiescence, where we don't almost need controlling anymore, because we've just basically gone into a zombie state, and we will do whatever we're told to do. And if people say, you know, that's not possible, well, it's happening in China. I mean, have you seen people lining up in factories in China before going
stay
to
there.
Work?
Let's talk about it when we come back.
David.
We've called it cognitive dissonance. People being conditioned in their comfort zones to just parrot and repeat what they've been told. And as the corruption gets worse and worse, people don't want to admit they've been conned, so they burrow deeper into denial. Some people wake up. The media calls us conspiracy theorists. Day one, the West launched the attacks in Libya with the rebels. It's Al-Qaeda. They're getting ground troops ready the whole time. The Marines admitted it 2 weeks ago. Now, CBS News, they're getting ready to invade with ground troops if needed. They've been there the whole time. And Glenn Beck, in his last show on Fox, when he said he was being kicked off, and that's the inside thing, he's being kicked off, he says they've decided he's going to leave. Because even that much truth was scaring the system. They tried to co-opt us. It didn't work. Beck's now obsessing on the normalcy bias that we've talked about over the years. The normalcy bias refers to mental state people enter when facing a disaster. It causes people to underestimate both the possibility of the disaster occurring and its possible effects. And the famous cases are people, as the buildings are smoking, going back up 20 flights of stairs to turn their computer off, their light off. People on the Titanic saying it's sinking, it's listing, things are falling off the deck. Especially the rich people. They were the worst. The poor folks, they were all abandoning ship if they could. They would go back in their suits and smoke a cigar, saying everything will be fine, the authorities will fix it. And so that's what's going on here. And so as things get crazier and crazier, that's what David Icke's been talking about. A lot of people are deciding to buy into anything. And they're go ahead, David.
Sorry, man. I was going to say, what the mental process is simply, I wish this wasn't happening, so I'll convince myself that it's not. That's the mental state. And that's the worst thing we can do. What we need to do is stand up and face it. It is what it is. Until we recognize something as it is, we can do nothing about it. And there are lots and lots of people, no question, you know, lots of people are going to go into massive states of cognitive dissonance and denial. They already are, because they don't want to face the truth of what's happening. So I'm going to convince myself it's not true. And that's why a lot of people like us get attacked, because it's the equivalent of, I don't want to hear it. Change the subject, okay? Don't want to hear it. And when people don't want to hear you saying something to them, because they don't want to be reminded actually of what's going on. And so some deep level they know is going on, but they don't want to face it. This is the time when we're going to see the wheat and the chaff. This is the time when we're going to see those that that have the courage to stand up, and those who just want to run away and hide, because we're now at the point that it's a fork in the road. I've been talking about this for so many years, the fork in the road. Are we going to go that way or that way? And it's choice time. And that fork in the road, in so many ways, is, are we going to face this, be strong, calm, and keep control of our own mind and perceptions, or are we going to go down that road and give it all away in the fake, false idea and the false interest that somehow those that have created the mayhem are going to protect us from it?
Well, David, I mean, in closing here with about 3-4 minutes left with you, look, not just the lies about the wars or the WMDs or the banking system, but we know that for at least 4 years we've been in a global depression. We know the dollar's being devalued. We know gold and silver are going up. But yuppies who didn't buy gold but it was $300 an ounce or $600 or $800, they will still get angry and make fun. I see them laughing at people that quadrupled their wealth because they can't admit that they were wrong. And it's the same thing with them saying the recession's been over since June of 2009, almost 2 years ago. Once they, again, buy into the lie, they don't want to admit they're wrong as the economy falls apart. And now the controlled corporate media, more than ever, is telling us the economy's wonderful when the economy is not wonderful, and when they are reorganizing it to make us totally controlled, where they're cutting off the resources so we have to follow their orders.
Well, one of the reasons, of course, and there are many, why they want people to think the economy is wonderful, because they want people to buy into the economy as they did before in the run-up to 2008, because they know they're going to crash it big time again.
Or 29.
Yeah, they're drawing them in. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they draw them in, and that's what's happening now. Oh, everything's fine. Oh, invest in this, invest in that. Obama said? Invest in the stock market. You know, this is the best time to do it, and all that stuff. And it was the worst time to really do it. And certainly will be now, because they're going to crash it again. And this thing with Soros is really bringing to the fore this point where they come forward, those who've created the problem, and say, we're the only ones, because governments can't look. We're the only ones that can solve it. And you know, people need to get wise to this and stop observing the prison being built and start to get organized in networks of non-cooperation, so people don't cooperate together, so people don't leave foreclosed houses when they're foreclosed because they can't pay their rent because of what the banks did, that they lost their jobs. So what kind of cycle? If we'll accept that cycle and pack up and leave, we'll accept anything. This mass non-cooperation needs to be organized. That's the level that it will change it, not mass marches. I mean, how many million people marches have marched against things, and the things have happened anyway? It's non-cooperation they can't stand.
And exactly, David, the media, the controlled mind control media, plays up that a march is the only way to do something. No, it's individually waking your friends up. It's buying organic food. It's supporting alternative media. It's speaking out. It's calling into talk radio. It's going and speaking at your city council. People all over the West are going to city councils, speaking out week after week, month after month, and in a few years, they're removing fluoride everywhere this is done. When we resist, we have victory, and that's the big secret, how special and how powerful we are. DavidIke.com. David, thank you for spending time with us, and I really look forward to speaking to you again in the future. 30-second closing comment.
Well, I just... say about Obama. He's looking darker and more, well, kind of zombie-like. The more that I see him, something's clearly happening to him. I see he's just said he wants 4 more years. I'm not saying this will happen, and I'm not making any predictions, but I tell you what, it wouldn't surprise me if at some point they took him out because of what that would do to America and what they'd be able to justify in terms of homeland security in America, because he's on the way very, very clearly to being a liability for them because he's been sus big time.
So you're saying Obama could be the false flag. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you, David.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
All right, there goes David Icke. Shifting gears for the balance of the 5 minutes we have left in this segment, financial news. U.S. going the same round as Greece. CNBC, by design, into the banker receivership when they're the ones that owe the money. And so they get to take over our country because they owe the money. They created it. They owe it. But they don't care. Gold cinches third record high in a row in the last 3 days. Absolutely power surging up to $1,461 plus today. Gold, silver sit on gains. Ignore ECB hike, the European Central Bank interest rate hike. All that was thought that it would lower gold. Our experts said it would boost it. Bringing up our resident expert and the owner of the Genesis Network and the owner of Midas Resources, Ted Anderson. Ted, every time they correct gold, it only goes back up even more afterwards because the laws of mathematics, the laws of the economy. For 3 days, you've been saying you're going to pull this special of three silver dollar coins. That's 120-something dollar value, three of my best films, $60 value, and $10 free shipping and handling. That's $180 value for $110, so $70 off. And you told me today you were up at a hamburger place when I called you and brought you back into the office that you're still offering this insanely good deal.
Yeah, I still have it out there. And amazingly, people are still buying the Creature from Jekyll Island books, thank you very much, at the $41
level. Amazingly, the silver dollar everywhere costs $41 or more. Then you got a $24 book free on top of it with free shipping. Oh, it's amazing they're still buying that?
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, I just appreciate the fact that people want to read about the Fed and do something about this.
Well, the point is, that went up a little bit. You're about to go up on the three silver dollars, three of my films, and free shipping. Tell folks where silver is right now.
Yeah, currently silver right now is at $339.59, seen a high today of, $339.59, and seen a high today of $39.72. Alex, one thing that I am going to raise the prices on is the Walking Liberty half. They're currently at $18.08, presently online $22.17. That number is going to go up. If you want to take advantage of something right now that's going to be increasing in price, that is a good coin to be getting into. The other thing, too, is that DVD thing that we're talking about. I mean, I'm just impassioned with getting, especially your movie Endgame. I mean, what's going on right now is explained so thoroughly in that video that people, I mean, even if you've seen it, you know,
give it to somebody. You're getting it for free with the free shipping and a great deal on silver. Endgame, Obama deception, fall of the Republic, $60 value, the shipping and handling, $10 free on top of it as well. You're getting the three silver dollars, cheaper than you can get them anywhere, I dare you. And then on top of it, three films and free shipping, 800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237. There's a whole other list when you call, say it's the Alex Jones radio special, to get the older prices. Their internet prices have gone up, but they're still incredibly good deals. The Creature from Jekyll Island silver dollar's gone up some, still a smoking deal. Take action on these quickly, Ted. What are some of the other specials you've got of folks call?
Well, right now, Frank's at 311. They're much higher than that now. They're about 315, pretty close now. British sovereigns are at 390. You're going to pay well over that for those at this moment. If you like the older coins, $20 liberties at 1747. Those have gone up closer to 1800. I mean, for the survival bags of dimes currently right now are at $29.44.
And Ted, here's the difference. You bought all this when it was lower, knowing it's going to go up. You still sell at the low price when it goes up. You've got this stuff on hand. Most brokers out there are taking people's orders and then trying to get it later. You want to get this stuff right now. Ted, you're shipping this stuff out quickly.
Yeah, I'm shipping it out quickly. The only thing we're getting hung up right now on is Silver Eagles, which is a problem. But I tell you, those Walking Liberty halves, if you want something fast and you want to take advantage of something that's going to go up, that's the coin right there.
Absolutely. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. 686-2237. You're not going to find a better deal anywhere. I'd say buy them from us and support us. Support the alternative media that's under attack. But at this price, you're not really supporting us. These are Ted's lost leaders. He wants to get you into silver and gold. 800-686-2237. Coming up, Lennon LaRouche. And then, of course, David Icke in the retransmission right after this break. Thank you so much, Ted. See you back live, everybody, tomorrow.